B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. It's time now for Cuz Radio.
What up, Cuz?
Deshaun Jackson gets a block! Are you kidding?
Talking with the Cuz.
Go, Cuz. How you doing?
Stairs rips one into the night.
Stolen by the doctor. Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slammed up.
Look, Cuz, don't even try it, okay?
Now here's Anthony Gargano.
Why don't you get the hell out of here, Cuz?
Ready to go. Zach Wheeler's on the mound, already tuned up and ready to face his former team. He just goes with a fastball at 99. That's a good choice. First strikeout for Wheeler. Well, with right at VR, he gets it with a 99-mile-an-hour fastball. Segura sends one in the air out toward left field. Smith's going back. It's gone! And what a reaction by Segura as he's going up the first baseline. It's 1-0 Phillies.
That's another home run.
Conforto's going back. It's going to be gone. Opposite field home run for JT. His 13th of the year. It's now 2-0 Phillies.
Was an amazing ace against the Mets to complete the three-game sweep. And before I get into all the breakdown, it's only right to pass the microphone to the conductor of the Tunis train. Go ahead there, conductor.
What's up, man? I just hope everybody had a good weekend, man. That's all I care about. I hope you were partying, drinking for free on the Tunis train each day. You know, my arm's been out the whole time. I hope you were jumped on this weekend with the three-game sweep. 8 straight now for your red-hot fighting Phils, who are in first place of the NL East. Dude, it was awesome this weekend.
It was
fantastic.
It was awesome. And, you know, it's so cool because, unlike you, it came out of nowhere for me, right? This immense joy, which I owe you. Listen, you always are in, like we always talk about, we always watch all the games.
Of course.
You know, I love the Phillies, right? But I didn't expect this. And I was telling Johnny during the crossover, if you go back and you think about that Thursday, I'll never forget, it was a doubleheader, 17 doubleheader Tunis. And they lose the first game. And there was no JT, and there was no Reese. And I was really irritated. It took a miracle and a horrible Nats bullpen to come back, right, to get the split. Then they go to Pittsburgh, and they lose 2 of 3. And if you remember that Monday, and I was off, and I'm going, dude, seriously? And I'm grousing. I wasn't even on the air, and I'm grousing. And you know, it's amazing how the fortunes can change in baseball. It's why it's such an amazing sport. The beauty of the sport is things can happen in baseball. Because the season is so long, what happens in April, May, June, and July may not be the entire story of the season. And that magical things can happen in baseball, where a team that may not be suited to win just yet can find their own muse. And when they do that, it turns the season around. And that's what happened. Those four games, you win Sunday, you bomb the Pirates, great. All right? That starts the eight-gamer. Then you just blow away the Nats. You come back two games. You blow them out the other two. And it's, you know, you start to feel it, and you're getting hot. And you get a swagger. And what you love about baseball is confidence, and the swag is real. And all of a sudden, the magic starts to come in. And so Friday night was just incredible, right? Like, and so it starts Friday. The energy in town, God bless our fans, all right?
Oh, my
and
God,
this
yeah.
is why, Tunis, you were at the game, and I want to hear all about it. But the energy that was at the ballpark over the weekend was just a beautiful thing. I haven't felt like that since 2011.
Yeah, dude, it's been a long time. I mean, there were 39,000 people there yesterday. I know a lot of Mets fans travel, but Ant, the energy, it felt like 35 of it was Phillies fans. Like, there weren't that many Mets fans yesterday, as much as there were the first two games of the series, because I think as they keep on winning, it's obviously easier for a Phillies fan to go, oh, let me buy a ticket real quick and drive down to the ballpark. So yesterday was the biggest crowd of the three, and it was strong Phillies fans. And I sat up where I always sit, section 420. I love the view behind home plate up top. You see the city and all that. I was surrounded, sea of red. There was like two Mets fans near me, but it was a sea of red yesterday, which was great. And even outside the ballpark, Ant. So on Friday, I was visiting my parents down the shore, and I went to the local Elks Lounge with my father. And it's now gotten to the point where people are applauding at a bar when they won the game. When Bryce Harper hit that home run against Edwin Diaz, who pointed at the sky thinking it was a pop-up and it went about 755 feet, people were standing up at the bar applauding. And I imagine that happened at bars across the Delaware Valley.
Sure did. It happened in television, in households across the Delaware Valley. And it was funny because you and I were texting about it. And I saw your mom. You sent me a picture of your mom.
Yeah, who hasn't watched Phillies games, and I can't tell you how
long.
And
then the bar at the Elks, you sent me a picture of it. It's awesome, right? Like, it was incredible. And, you know, there it was, Friday night. Gibson, you know, was able to work through it, power through it, had a big play.
Yeah, the big ribby, man. Right? Gibby with the ribby.
Yeah. Then Saturday was amazing, right? Because the way you get out of the gym, like, it was weird, right? Out of nowhere, you're like, we're cruising. And, you know, it's the whole, hey, look, this team starting to get high, feeling it. Like, it was a...
J.D. Hammer throws 2 1/3 scoreless in.
It was a route, right?
Yeah. Like,
you know, and then all of a sudden, boom, boom, boom.
Mauricio.
And you go, huh? And thank God you were able to get out of that thing, because that's another, like, that breathes life back into the Mets. If you
right, and that all of a sudden the train's off the tracks. It's
right.
Not, you know, not completely off the tracks, right. But a lot of people would jump off because they go, look at this. This
right.
is the same old Phillies that we've
right.
been dealing with all season long.
And the way the thing ends, because it's amazing, man. They just stuffed Alonso.
Yeah, three straight fastballs.
Oh, my God.
And it's not like Ian Kennedy's throwing 99. He's throwing 93, 94 at the letters,
yeah.
Which a lot of people would have the wide eyeballs for. And now he just threw three straight fastballs and got him out. It was great.
It was incredible. It was awesome. It really was. You know, you come in, you get the pop up, and then you get the strikeout.
Yeah.
And it was unbelievable. And then you knew going into Sunday with the ace on the mound.
Oh, yeah.
Against his old team, Roy Halladay looking down. I mean, come on.
And that place, when Gene hits the home run to start the game.
Yeah, man.
It was loud.
That's
man.
Awesome.
It was really loud. And it was great. You know, I listened to the broadcast on Saturday when I was watching the game, obviously, and J-Roll, who is fantastic in the booth.
Like, I love Jimmy.
I hope they could get more Jimmy Rollins in the booth. He does such a great job. And they straight up asked him, like, when's the last time you heard the crowd like this? And he's like, 08. He then said, well, 11. But that's the last time he himself has heard the crowd like that, because it's been a long time. 2012 was a disappointing season, but we kind of expected it because Howard was hurt for the majority of it. And I talked about it yesterday, Sunday morning. 2013 to 2018, nobody was in, and I don't blame anyone for jumping off because it was bad. You were selling away the players, then you were tanking, and you weren't doing a good job doing it, with Klentak.
And this is the difference, though, Andrew, right? Like, there is a stark difference than when with Gabe, and with all due respect, like, Gabe had them in first place, a couple years. And,
yep.
You know, remember the Bamboo thing and Brad, and it's funny because Bamboo's come up big this year.
He hit two home runs on Saturday.
In a big way, right? But the Bamboo thing, it never took. I applaud him for trying. Like, that's what baseball is. It's fun. You want to cleave to something. But I didn't even think that was real. This, I mean, first of all, Harper is...
He's playing like a madman right now.
He's playing like the dude that you want.
Exactly.
He's the face of the franchise. He suddenly is thrust back into MVP. Like, we talked about it. Like, you go, wow, man, without Tatis in there, and, you know, it'll be probably come down to him and Freddie Freeman in a lot of ways.
Yeah, it's
going to
be the division winner probably gets it.
And then, you know, Wheeler's all of a sudden, without DeGrom, one of the co-favorites along with the kids from Milwaukee, to take the Cy Young.
Yeah, a lot of people are tweeting. There's a photo, I'm sure you remember, Steve Carlton holding the baseball on fire, and Mike Schmidt's holding the bat on fire, and everyone's saying that Wheeler and Harper should recreate that.
Yeah. I probably had that in my house.
You probably did.
In my room.
It's a great photo.
But that all of a sudden, you start to look, JT playing great ball, man.
Yeah.
Clutch.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, you start to look, and you go, Segura, big hits. I mean, he's, again, I don't know, three times in the last 10 days, he's let off games with home runs, or at least
twice. Yeah, and the one against the Nationals was first pitch.
Exactly.
First pitch of the ball game, it goes yard.
You know, which is big. DD's starting to get hot a little bit, right? I also like the fact that you got Galvis. Now, this is where I think you were right, because I was like, because I didn't really care about Gibson as much. He gave you exactly what you needed Friday night.
Yeah.
And then you can mix in Galvis into the mix, where all of a sudden now he's an elite defensive player. So when you have an elite defensive shortstop, that makes up for a lot.
Right.
Like, so you can spell DD a little bit with Freddie. And there's things you could do. I actually would I'd mess around and take Bohm out, right? Because he's been,
He's killing you defensively.
Yeah.
And his bat has not made up for it.
And I would look at putting Freddie in the lineup.
Yeah, why not? He's got a nice bat. And he'd probably bat toward the bottom of this order, which that's where Bohm's at. I mean, Bohm's kind of sixth just for the threat.
Right.
Now, there's also like Jankowski and all those guys in the lineup. So that's why he's sixth. But yeah, I mean, it's not a bad thought to maybe put Galvis
just because you get better defensively in that way. But we'll dive into all of it. It's just so much fun, man. Like, it's the gift of baseball, right?
All aboard! Everybody, all aboard!
When your team's good and you're now in the mix, it's a blast. You know what the most amazing thing, Andrew, is that it turns so quickly.
Oh, yeah.
Like all kidding aside, right? Like, the genesis of the Tunis train starts because we're so devastated.
After the Sixers.
By the Sixers, yep. Right? We're devastated by the Sixers. And so you see how morose I am. You're like, dude, I'm not being like, I can't dive into that.
I needed something.
I got to somehow get excited about the Phillies. And we would do our Phillies thing every day because we were in every day on the Phillies.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, let's start the train. I said, go ahead. I'll be in the bar car, drowning my sorrows. And it's amazing how it was like putter, 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 putt, 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 putt. And then all of a sudden, the steam started to come.
Yeah, we got the train that Elon Musk has been trying to make.
Right?
You know, now we're flying now throughout the country. It's great.
It's the bullet train,
yeah, exactly.
Man.
No, it's been great, man. It's been a lot of fun. And they're going to lose at some point. They're not, you know, they're not going to win the rest of the season. They got a 3-game series with the Dodgers. Dodgers coming to town. And I was talking to a caller, Chris from Williamstown, called in yesterday. He goes, no, they're at the point where the Phillies should take 2 of 3 against the Dodgers. And I was like, well, if they don't. Don't worry. The Dodgers are a very...
Let's not halt the train.
Yeah, so like if the Phillies drop 2 of 3 to the Dodgers, let's see how they rebound against the Reds after that, and maybe we'll know a little bit more about this team. But let's not all of a sudden go, oh, they can't beat the Dodgers. What's the point?
Nah. Listen, here's the beauty of the Dodgers series. It's going to be a blast. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, I can't wait. Tuesday is... Nola Scherzer.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Like, I can't wait for that. That Tuesday night.
Saw Scherzer a few weeks ago, man. I just saw him right before the deadline.
So, no, listen, having the Dodgers come in, that's a lot of fun, man. Like, now all of a sudden you go, wow.
It's become a hot ticket, the Phillies. Yeah, and when it's Phillies-Dodgers, when it's Phillies-Mets, like those games you always kind of want to go. Just because of the opposition, but now your team is actually on a roll right now.
Yeah,
the 2-8 straight. That's awesome.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. It really is. It's been a lot of a fun ride, and it harkens you back to when they were like this, right? And in 2011, and man, I was listening to the morning show, and Bob brought this up. And this was amazing. Did you know that the last time a pitcher retired 22 straight, right? Wheeler did that yesterday. And the last time was Halliday.
Yeah. On Roy Halliday Day, man. Gives you chills.
Bob said that. And when Bob said that this morning, I got chills. I did. I was like, wow.
Yeah, Girardi got emotional during the postgame presser because, you know, obviously he knows Roy Halladay, being in the sport as long as he has. And, you know, he just said, like, it's crazy on a day like today. It almost looked like Halladay touched Zach's arm today or something. He was legitimately getting choked up during the press conference about it.
Yeah, I mean, listen, he's been great. He's been really, really good this year and great. And Cy Young conversation where...
Oh, yeah.
But yesterday, he
was special.
Yeah. I mean, yesterday, you know, it's funny because you had Carlton in town. It was alumni weekend, right? We celebrated Manny Trio, first David Montgomery, who was a great man. And then Manny Trio, right? And it, you know, the whole thing. Then Doc, of course, and the retirement of the number and everything. And so there was Lefty, and there was J-Roll and Schmitty, and, you know. Those Sundays, so I'm a kid, right? And I think about Sundays being the ace day, right?
Okay, yeah.
Right? Sunday is that win day with the ace on the mound. And for some reason, I don't know, I always associated, you know, with Carlton or then Schilling pitching on a Sunday, right? It was like Sunday at the Vet.
Yeah.
It was Carlton against Candelaria from the Pirates or Steve Rogers from the Expos or, you know, any of those, like, all, like, those great, great pitchers. And I know Carlton always towed the rubber on the Sunday. And that was Wheeler yesterday, man. It was Wheeler on a Sunday, and it was just boom. He was so good. You know, the Phillies were the first game over of all the games yesterday. They were the first. I took note of it because that when you know your guy's dealing, the game's rapidly moving,
flying through. Yeah, flying through, and especially like when the Phillies got those 2 runs in the first. I legitimately turned my buddy Joe, who I was at the game with. I was like, "It's over." Yeah. Like you just knew, like the way the stadium was vibing, the way you saw it, you know, Wheeler throwing that first inning. His 107th pitch of the game was at 100 miles per hour.
Yeah.
Like, dude, that's awesome.
Now, I think the Mets are just
gross.
Yeah, they're
an ill team.
They are, and I don't. Again, it's still a lot of baseball left, so I don't want to sit here and croak anybody. But I would croak them. I don't think they're that good.
Their closer's pointing up to the sky, thinking it's a pop up, and it's going 800 feet.
Yeah, I don't think they're that good. I just don't think they're that good at all. But you know, I think it's going to be a great race, Phillies Braves.
Oh yeah, Yeah, Braves just jumped the Mets yesterday, so the Braves are in second. But Mets are all of a sudden third place in the division
it's amazing,
after their week.
Man. It really is. It's awesome. All right. We want to have a lot of fun today. Today's going to be a big day. We want you to enjoy it, all right? Just have a great day today. Have some fun. Tell us about your weekend. The weekend, the Phillies swept the Mets. And what do we say? Pluck the Mets! Bleep the Mets! Bleep the Mets! The Cretans go home, slithering back to their burrow.
They could have picked the Yankees, man. And they picked the Mets. That stupid mascot.
All right, we'll have some fun in earnest. It's going to be a fun day all day today. Keep it right here. Hey, let me tell you about my man, Brian, at Service First Heating and Air Conditioning. Look, you know, we're getting out and about again this summer. And, you know, it's the hot's coming back this week. And I can tell you all the need for the weather. And you know it. I don't need to tell you anything you know. Here's the bottom line. You don't want a hot house. Hot house stinks. All right? Stinks. That's right. You don't want it. I dealt with the hot house.
That's right. It stinks.
Yeah. Especially when you got two kids, too. Two boys. No good. So you got to call Brian, Service First Heating and Air Conditioning. By the way, as much as we're talking about the heat, don't forget, we're now deep into or in August. That means pretty soon chill weather comes in and you want to make sure the heat is working. Go to see Brian at Service First Heating and Air Conditioning. He's going to give you the best price he can that work best with your budget. You're going to get 0% financing for 72 months on a qualifying heating and cooling system. Service First, now here's the deal, is a Trane Comfort Specialist, T-R-A-N-E, just like the tuna strain, but Trane Comfort Specialist, and Mitsubishi Diamond Preferred Dealer. So those are all when it comes to the equipment, and that's why they go, we love Service First. All right, it's top of the line. You got a system that needs repair, count on Service First for fast, friendly service across the land of Philadelphia, Bucks, Montgomery counties. Visit ServiceFirstHVAC.com. That's ServiceFirstHVAC.com. And tell them Cuz sent you.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
10 o'clock hour brought to you by Window Nation. Take advantage of Window Nation's 50% off sale on all style windows. Plus, make no down payment with no payments and no interest for 12 full months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
I was so happy, man.
That's awesome. I was so happy, man.
He still looks good.
He looks great. Love the chooch. He's the best. God, what a day down there, man. What a weekend. And the beauty is it continues with the Dodgers, man.
Yeah, man. That's awesome.
The Phil's Dodger Blue.
It's a little test.
Oh, God. I'm so tired of... So, you know, on the weekends I do that Fox thing, right?
Yeah.
And they're all L.A. people. Right?
Oh, okay.
And they're just between the Lakers and look what the Lakers done and look at the Dodgers. Please. They drive me insane.
Yeah, you'd like a little bit of a break there.
I would love to go 2-3 against them.
That would be nice.
Oh, my God.
Well, Nola gives you game one.
How about it?
It's big game Nola, step up.
Well, I mean, let's see. Here's the beauty of it is that he's going to toe the rubber, right? He's going to get out on the mound, and he's going to have 40,000 strong.
Yeah.
Pumping them up.
Like 39,000 yesterday.
I know.
No, I haven't seen that in a long time.
No, the bag is alive again. That's not the greatest.
That's not opening day. Because opening weekend, they always do pretty well at the tens. Because everybody's excited.
You and I were
Chickies
and Pete's.
Yep. That place was packed that day.
Right.
But this is now meaningful baseball.
Exactly.
And you talked about in the first segment, you know, there were times under the Gabe Kapler regime when they were in first place. And we talked about this last week. It's different now, though, because now they're trending upward.
Right.
Whereas this time, those 2 years of Gabe Kapler, this was when they started to fall apart.
It's the August swoon.
Yeah, exactly. So this is a good sign for the Phils that they're getting hot now.
The ninth. And they're hot. I mean, that's perfect. That's perfect. 2 months. Let's go. We got to go. We got to nail down Philly's Braves schedule. Take a look at their schedules.
You saw them? You still have them?
No. Do I still have the schedules?
I was wondering if they maybe lasted a weekend.
Nah, dude. They're somewhere. Actually, they may be in the car.
Yeah, they probably are.
Yeah. Probably.
I'll get you some.
I got my notebook and I don't have it. I'm looking at it. Yeah. I need to write it down. Commit it to memory. Let's get it started, man. Let's have some fun. Let's start it off on the Chewish train. Conductor, here's Bobby in the Lehigh Valley. Good morning, Bobby.
Good morning, gentlemen. Chewish. Hey, I've called in before to talk to you about baseball, dude. I called in a while back when all the stupid new rules were starting to tell you how disgusted I was about them, and people who don't appreciate the game can, do whatever. But, I just want everybody to come back and say, if you're one of those people that can admit to yourself, when it's bad, it's bad. I'm not so into it. When it's good, it's great. And there's so many little 100 things I want to say about what you guys said already today. 107 pitch with like 100 miles an hour? That's like no hitter type pitching.
I know.
Anthony, you too, buddy. I got to throw it out to Chewish, though.
No, he's a conductor, man.
And you did the right thing, as always, right away. You said, I'm handing the mic over right away. Like, he kept us alive. He kept everything alive. But what a freaking weekend of baseball. And baseball, to me, has always been, even when you know you've got nothing going for the year, if you can fight through the bad when it's good, it's so good. It's so good.
Isn't it? It's the best.
And it's awesome. And I'm glad the Chewish train kept running. I'm glad you hung on. You went to the bar cart a little bit once or twice, but you hung on. And I'm telling you guys,
I fell asleep in the bar car.
Listen, if I can get this in quick, I'm a union laborer. So every day I start my shift at 6 o'clock. So I'm in the car listening to ESPN all night on the station. And I have to get out the car and go to work when Kincaid starts. Then we take our break at 9:30. I get to hear the end of the show. I get to hear the crossover. Then I got to get out and get back to work as soon as I hear, good morning, everybody. And then I get to catch you guys at the end of the day. And I'm laid off right now for hopefully only a few days. But you want to take a positive out of a negative? Oh, now I get to listen all day and I get to call in.
That's awesome, brother.
I'm going to see all you guys at Fantasy Fest. And this year, I'm not coming for the good time. I'm coming for pictures and handshakes.
I love it. I love it, buddy. Listen, praying for you. You'll be back to work soon, we're praying. All right?
Yeah. We need to go back to work. I'm coming to FanFest. I cannot wait to meet all you guys.
Top to bottom,
you guys are a phenomenal station.
Thanks, my brother.
It's
so great to hear from you. I love it. I know what kind of baseball guy you are, so just enjoy this ride.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, buddy. Yeah. Take care, Bob. That's the way to start it.
Well, that's the thing. So everyone that goes, baseball sucks and blah, blah, blah. It's too long of a sport. I get it. Because you and I are losers who watch 162 Phillies games on top of 100 plus other games. Like, we're the losers that are watching, Mariners Astros on a Tuesday night when it starts at 10:35 out in Seattle. Like, we're the losers. But you can't tell me that when the Phillies are good, you're not in.
No,
like,
I mean,
like, people are like, oh, baseball sucks. I saw all of a sudden 39,000 people there yesterday. They may have hated the sport 6 weeks ago, but when the team's relevant, it's so much different.
Yeah, I mean, the difference, I just think baseball is more local sport than national.
Yeah, I
agree.
Like,
you and I like it. Like, we like all the storylines, and I mean, watching it, I don't want to geek out, but like, the Jays and the AL. Yeah. That AL East race with the Yankees.
Thursday night, the Field of Dreams game?
Yeah.
I can't wait. I already know, Ant. This is how much of a loser I am. They look great.
Yeah.
I'm a loser that I already know that the Phillies play at 1:05 that day, yeah. And that excites me.
Yeah.
Because now I know that at 7:00, yeah. I have no distractions. I can just sit down and watch White Sox Yankees in Iowa.
I know. No, I'm looking forward to it. And this White Sox are just, how about the?
They're fun to watch, man. That lineup's
Jimenez
crazy.
Jimenez is back. Yep. Who's ridiculous, already Abreu.
See, we're the losers.
Yeah.
But I get, once the Phillies are winning, you can't tell me, oh, baseball sucks.
Well, now it's great because it's like, listen, we always watch all the, keep an eye on the sport, follow the sport. But when it's your team, oh, my God, so much fun. It's so different, too. It's like that's when we talk about butterflies. I said Friday, the butterflies churned for the first time.
Yeah, they came out of the old chrysalis.
And then, we take that into Tuesday, dude. Tomorrow night.
You're like, I'm sad they're not playing today.
I know.
And I'm happy because it's been 20, they've played 20 straight days, so they needed a break.
They need a break.
Especially the Reese banged up, Didi banged up. They needed a break, but I'm sad they're not playing today.
I know. No, but tomorrow night's going to be fun.
Dude, I can't wait. I might get down there.
Do you have that game, or are you just going to?
No, but I have still all that credit.
Yeah, dude.
Because everything got pushed back in, so
I know.
I think I got to get down there, man. Phil's Dodgers?
Right?
Dude.
Chuck is in Vegas. Chuck, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yo, Anthony Chunas, let's go.
What's up, Chucky?
I'm fired up. First of all, baseball is the greatest sport. It's the best. First of all, the dimensions of the diamond are perfect. They're beautiful, like 90 feet to first, 6 feet, 6 inches. Whoever invented the game is a genius. And also, it's the best of both. It's the best of both worlds. I can chill in April and drink a beer and chill for 3 hours and time slows down. And then there's this, the other side of baseball, where it's super intense and dramatic. It's awesome.
It is. And it's you can feel that way when your team is playing well and they're in it, right? It makes the game that much more enjoyable when your team, because it's true. Somebody told me the other day, when baseball is great, it's awesome, right?
Yeah.
But when it's bad, it's horrendous.
Right.
And it's true, man. And listening to your excitement, you personified it.
Yeah, no, I mean, look, these guys have me excited, I just want to talk about a couple of these players, starting with Bryce. I was mildly critical of him because, RBIs and runners in scoring position numbers weren't there, throughout most of the season. But given that he was good in other situations, you just felt like those numbers were going to correct itself. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So here we are. He's on fire. JT, I love watching Real Muto hit and his approach at the plate. He's really one of the best all-around catchers I've ever seen at the plate.
He's been clutch, man. I mean, eight-game winning streak, look how clutch he's been. You know what's going to be interesting? And you brought this up, Chuck. What happens tomorrow night? I mean, JT should be – you can't take JT out of the lineup against the Dodgers. And, Nola likes throwing to Nat.
After the death, you would have to expect JT's going to be in there. But, tomorrow night, Aaron Nola, we need a big start. Nola's the reason why I did one time kind of give up on this team because I just have no confidence in him. We need him to show up on Tuesday night.
This is a
huge spot for him.
Man.
All right, guys.
Good stuff, brother. Go Phils. Fightins.
Yeah, man.
What happens tomorrow night, man? JT has to be in a lineup.
He has to. If he's not... it'll be a overmanaged Joe Girardi situation.
Well, it's not. It won't be Joe's.
But you know what I do? Yeah, you know what I do? Hey, Aaron, how's your season going this year? Pipe down. All right. JT's the catcher. That's all I would say. Here's your numbers this year. You can't dictate who's catching right now.
But
that's the other thing. All these guys, there was this thought early in the season. And I was arguing with the bro about it. I think Andrew Knapp calls a better game. Because, like, Zach Wheeler pitched well once with Andrew Knapp behind the plate. And I was like, dude, no, I don't think that's the case. Like, Chooch, we all know, was incredible at calling the game. And, like, and plus, not only, maybe Andrew Knapp has a little bit better feel. He hits one, like, 50. Like, come on. He's an automatic out in the lineup.
Listen.
And he can't throw him any out. He stinks defensively.
He's got a rag on. No, I mean, come on.
That's not even a question.
I mean, I bring it up because Chuck brought up JT. And I'm like, you got a day off and Noah's pitching? JT against the Dodgers? Like, this is where, like, I'm still upset that JT didn't play both games of that doubleheader at Reese. Like, you know, look, you're now in a race. Guys need to play every day.
Oh, yeah.
All right? You're back alive. You're in it.
You've won eight straight. Stay with the hot hand.
Exactly.
Can you take Bamboo out of the lineup right now?
How about these,
baby? Dude, it's unreal. It is outrageous. It really is. By the way, he just brought up, Chuck did, Bryce Harper and his numbers this season. Remember how a lot of people were complaining that all the home runs were solo shots?
Yeah.
Well, earlier this year, his runners in scoring position, his batting average when runners in scoring position was only in the 220s, which is pretty bad. Do you know it's up to 317 now with runners in scoring position? He's on fire right now. We've all been waiting for that month, man.
It was funny because we talked about that and that, it's going to come.
Yeah.
And at some point,
he's going to carry. Right now, man. It's awesome.
I love that, dude. I love watching him play.
Yeah, dude. He's fired up, too. It's great. Dude, I love how about Gene Segura hits the home run and starts jumping up and down.
Yeah, that was awesome.
As if he walked off the game.
You know what? Like, here's the thing. It's breathed life into those veterans. Yeah. I can't wait to see Cutts coming back.
Yeah, that'd be awesome, man. You know, because it would help the lineup a little bit even more. And they're already raking.
Exactly.
But, you know. Exactly. I don't need the Jankowskis or the Lukes. You know what I mean?
Nah. I'm with you. Let's go to Manny. You're on 97.5 The Fan. Hello, Manny.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's going on, man?
I'm good, man. Great weekend.
What a weekend, man. Sweet. Yeah. Manny, they slapped him.
Yeah, I sat home and drank beer by myself. I watched last game by myself. Anyway, I'm at work, and I got to be fast. I want to be officially on the train, and I want to know when Hopkins and McCutcheon is coming back.
Chooz, I need you to stamp his ticket, all right? You got the ticket. Cut soon, restay today.
Yeah, and when they come back, do you mess with what's going on now with the lineup?
Yes.
Yeah, you do?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to help.
Yeah, I want Reese. Reese is your power. He's had a great year with his power, and Kutch has to play. We just got done talking about it. Like, you know, Jankowski and Luke, God bless them, but you got to get Kutch back here.
Okay, I really got to run. Hey, I would like to go to FanFest.
You would?
Yes.
All right, because I didn't give the secret word, Manny, I'm just going to give you a yes. You got it, all right? So hold on. You got the tickets. Normally we don't ask and I give the secret word, but I was so swept up in what happened on the weekend, no secret word. So the secret word, Tunis.
Broom. Sweet. Dustpan. Mets suck. Losers.
How about
idiots? You picked the Mets, not the Yankees.
You know, I have my buddy I work with at the New York Post. Dave Blezo.
Yeah, we had him on Friday.
Right. This is what I get. You ready?
He was saying he could see the Mets take 2 of 3.
So he came down and he went, last two homers, 350 and 360 feet. Embarrassing little ballpark.
Oh, come on.
But with good food.
So wait, what did you? Oh, you get to write something in the Post.
Yes,
congratulations.
My byline after 20 years will be back in the New York Post at some point. That might be like an ode to Philadelphia.
Oh, that'd be nice.
They have to publish it. Look at those. I hate the Philadelphia. Let's go. What? So, secret word. Let's go, Mutz.
Mutz?
Yeah.
All right.
That was the catchphrase in paper when they would rip the Mets, they would call them the Mutz.
So do they probably call them that today?
Yeah, my guess is they're all over the mutts. So we'll call them mutts.
All right, mutts.
All right,
meet the mutts.
That's the secret word for today. Every day we give a secret word. You get the secret word. You put it in a sentence, and you win Fan Fest tickets. Now let's go to the ambassador. Yeah, I got to get the ambassador up here from the Eagles. The open practice last night. People are having a great time. Here's my man, Ben, in Montgomeryville. Benny.
What's up, Cubs? What's up, Cubs?
What are you doing, Ben? You want a Phillies train, a Chudas train?
I want to be on the Chudas train. Woo-woo!
There you go, Benny boy. I love it.
I'm telling you, the Phillies will win the World Series.
You're feeling it, Benny.
I'm feeling it.
Tell me about last night. How was it?
I think it was great. I think the team works really good. I think they're gonna go 13-14-3.
14-3, the ambassador. Look
yeah,
at
I
you.
Think this is a special season. I really do.
Do you? All right.
I think every fan came out last night. They were all hype. Everybody loved me. Got them hype last night. Did the Eagles chant all night. I'm ready to go, cuz.
You were an ambassador at the Link. It was your first night on the job.
Yes, sir. I was.
What section were you at?
I got to come to Fan Fest and help.
Yeah, of course. Well, without a doubt, we'll get the coach to reach out to you. Where was your section?
I was at Pepsi Plaza.
You're in Pepsi Plaza? Nice,
yes,
dude. I love it.
Everybody was so great last night. All the fans.
That's great, buddy. I'm proud of you, man.
Ready? Here we go. E-A-G-L-E-S. Eagles.
Hey. Yeah. There you go, Benny boy. Good stuff, man. That's our ambassador to autism, in the fight against autism, our man Ben Montgomeryville. He's a kid.
I can't wait to see Ben at Fan Fest. Yeah. I still remember 2 years ago, because last year we obviously didn't have it.
You need to coach make him in bed like a greeter.
Oh, yeah. Well, I remember when we do the line where we shake everybody's hands, which is really cool. It's like one of the best parts of the day is meeting a lot of listeners or catching up to a lot of listeners that we've met in the past. And Benny was with us the whole time, just doing Eagles chants left and right. Like, he must have done 1,000 Eagles chants that day. I can't wait to hear it again, man.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Fan Fest is going to be great.
I'm so bummed, though. Dude.
What do you mean? What?
Dude, I was going over I'm one that is always a off the cuff to my detriment type of person.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, I got to get organized. So I'm doing with the house. So I'm starting to put stuff in the calendar.
Okay.
So September 18th.
Which is Fan Fest. Xfinity Live.
Yeah. Massimo has a baseball thing that weekend, a tournament. And Anthony is playing Glassboro at 3 o'clock.
On Saturday?
Football.
On Saturday?
Yep.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Yeah. So Ant's playing. He's got a football game. Mossy's got a baseball tournament. And Daddy's got Fan Fest.
Well. You got some pull with those teams. Haven't played at the Link in Citizens Bank Park.
Yeah, all right.
The Phils are in New York that day, and Temple plays at noon, so we'll have a little answer at 3 o'clock.
Oh, my God.
That way you'll be right there, man.
All right. Well, we got a lot to get to. It is what a day, a fun, what a Monday. We love it. Hanging out. Wow. Philly sweep the Mets. Last week we were talking about the ultimate bar and the bar Olympics.
Yes.
Remember the bar Olympics there, Tunis?
Yes, I do.
Well, I was telling you that Royal Billiard, if you remember, Royal Billiard and Recreation, we went through the whole thing, right? Like, we went through their catalog of outrageous games, from the pool table to the shuffleboard, skee ball, ping pong, golden tee, air hockey. They got like the double air hockey game too, dude. I told you, Audra, she's amazing. And she's got Royal Billiard. And I was telling you all about it. And you got to check this out, man. I'm telling you, they got everything you want for your man cave. They're the best in the industry. They're great people. They're the right products for your home, and they install them with a smile. Royal Billiard offers custom and pre-made bars, bar and counter stools, hot tubs by Nordic, and much, much more. Delivered to your house, your shore house, your mountain house, whatever it is, not a problem. Visit the Royal Billiard Showroom in Hatfield, PA, or at royalbilliard.com. Audra, I tell you about her. She's outrageous. She can't wait to meet you. Can't wait to help you bring home the fun. Now's the time to shop for fall and holiday entertaining. Royal Billiard and Recreation, the Delaware Valley's ultimate game room star since 1982 and host of the Bar Olympics.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
It's 11 a.m. Good morning, good morning. A happy, happy morning. The Tunis train chugging. It's a steam engine. Boom, 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 boom. It's rolling. And it's a lot of fun talking about the sweep. What a weekend. And it was heard around the Delaware Valley. From the beaches, where everybody loves, down the shore, all the fightings, to all the neighborhoods, to all the surrounding suburbs. It's a, it was, there's something special about a team that is starting to come, really become real, right? When a baseball team does this and they start, the magic starts to bubble, it's just draws everybody in.
Pat, can I tell you something that I did on Saturday?
Sure.
So I sent you a photo. I had a nice little day on the beach Saturday, bringing in a bunch of fish.
Yeah, man.
And so I had to clean them.
Nice day.
And gut them, and I had to do all that kind of fun stuff. So I actually listened to the first two innings on the whatever radio station down the shore is that airs the Phillies game. It's some AM station down there. So I actually listened to the Phillies game down there while gutting and cleaning some fish. It was perfect. Had a beer there. Taking care of the fish. Heard the seagulls chirping.
Dude, there's nothing like that's heavenly.
Oh my God! It was, dude. I think I was. I may have died. Like I think yeah. I was in heaven, and yeah. then I guess somebody brought me back.
Ball game. You heard the on the radio.
Oh yeah,
doing your labor. And think about it. That was the, you're on the sea.
Yeah,
you,
man.
You were hunting food.
I ate it that night.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it was a good time, man.
What kind of fish?
Kingfish and spot fish.
Nice.
They're obviously not as big as the flounders and all that kind of stuff.
That's
but
right. It's a good fish.
Oh, it's good. Yeah.
How'd you do it with a little olive oil?
So I did the olive oil. The Old Bay on both sides, and then I cut like a little bit of butter, and I stick it right on top, foil it, put it on the grill, and then the butter starts melting on the fish.
Beautiful, man.
For like the 8 minutes that I have it on there.
That's nice.
Oh, yeah, dude, it was great.
Yeah, beers.
Oh, well.
Beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, beer. That's a good day.
I had plenty on Friday and Saturday.
Did you?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, man.
Well,
I was partying.
Phillies, man. This whole thing, it's heard. People are swept up everywhere, even in... And especially the barbershop. Tone is in the barbershop. What's up, my brother?
What's going on, cuz?
How you feel, man? I know you were swept up. You're a big Phillies man.
Hey, look, the last time I talked to Tunis and Connor, they were doing the contest thing and everything with the Phillies tickets and Fan Fest. And I told him, I said, well, I'm one for two. Because I already had the Phillies for Sunday, which I had no idea it would be like that. Because it was a while ago. OMG. I mean, dude is throwing fire. Fire. You hear me, Anthony? Fire. He's throwing fire from the first inning to the ninth inning. He's throwing 100 miles an hour in the ninth inning. You know, you play the Gap Band and you play the OJs. Tunis, I give you all the credit in the world, man. I mean, your body armor got to have like 100 holes and dents and everything in it. The pounding you've been taking about the Phillies. But the train is out of the station. It's back on the track. And when Segura hit the home run, he throws the bat down. And from that point on, I said, they're going to win this game. They're going to win this thing. Then JT backs it up. And if that's not enough, they bring in the hammer. And he goes yard on him. Look, Tunis, I'm going to give you a tip. This is what you do. You look up Quad City. They got a song called Come On Ride the Train. That should be your thing.
Come on, man.
Come on, man. You don't think we're ready?
We got all the train. We're the country old funk, man.
See, that's the thing. Once the train's going, then you throw that on. That bring all the millennials and everybody back on board, and we keep this thing riding.
Ride it. You got it, Tone.
Hey, listen, man.
Beautiful stuff, man.
Hey, look, I just had to call because, like, this, you know, the Mets, they barely got over 7-17. You know what that means, right?
I hear you.
Now they got to live with, they gave up 6 games in 7 days.
How about it?
Because it was up 4 games a How week ago, it? And now they're down 2. Are you kidding me? And I'm a guy that I hate New York. I hate the Cross Bronx. I hate the Statue of Liberty. I hate the Yankees.
I hate the Statue of Liberty. Joe, that's great stuff, my man. Appreciate it, buddy. I hate the Statue of Liberty. Lady Liberty, bleep you. Now we're going to have to muster up because what's going to happen is as the month of August plays out, the Mets will slip into oblivion. They have to play the Dodgers twice, home and home, the Giants twice, home and home. So the Mets will be Mets meat. They'll be done. And then it'll just be the Phillies and the team I hate as much as the Mets because they ruled the division for so long, and that's the Braves. So that'll be a Titan battle. We'll get the Mets will fall off, and then we'll focus in on the Braves. Bleep the Braves, Judas. I hate the Braves. I hated them from Maddox, Glavin, Smoltz, Steve Avery. Bedrosian was a closer for a while. They had...
And you had Larry down the road.
Yes.
Andrew Spelding correctly.
Yeah.
Andrew Jones. Come on, man.
Andrew. He was actually one of the greatest... Him and Larry were one of the actually greatest guys along with Glavin.
Oh, in terms of personality.
They were like awesome dudes. Smoltz, too, was a good guy. Big Cat, they had. I was so jealous of that squad. But then they had, that friggin' Dion. Who was the catcher? Javi Lopez was the catcher.
Yeah.
They had, who was your, Ryan Jordan.
Remember? Yes, yeah.
I'm missing somebody. Not Galarraga. I was thinking Crime Dog. McGriff. I hate them.
Yeah, see, I'm a Mets hate one for me out of all the sports. So this weekend was especially joyous.
Where do Braves rank on your hate list?
Out of all the sports, Mets won. I kind of have the Cowboys and Giants even now, but the Giants were my childhood hate. You know, we've talked about this a few times because I saw them win 2 Super Bowls.
Yeah, but it's interesting because you have shifted. into the Cowboys being your number one football hate?
Yeah, because I think as I've grown up more and more, you learn more about the history, and it's not like the Eagles-Giants history. Like, the Eagles have always beat the Giants, right? Like, my entire life...
We own the Giants.
The Eagles own the Giants, but the Giants have two rings. You know what I mean?
Fugazi rings.
Yeah, but they were still rings, and as a child, growing up at that time... I watched the team in my division win two Super Bowls, which pained me because I watched the Eagles get to the NFC Championship game 5 years in a row and only get out of it once. So now it's kind of shifted. It's Cowboys-Giants are kind of split. But I go Braves over Celtics, I think. Just because, like, the Celtics, they won with, like, the Garnett and all that. You know, Garnett and Pierce and Ray Allen. But the Sixers were... kind of irrelevant at that time.
I
didn't have the Birds and all, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't have Irving and Bird choking each other out. I don't like them. I hate them, but they're not top three for me. They're number one for you, right? You battle them with the Cowboys.
The Cowboys are always be one.
But you're the Celtics right behind them.
Celtics are definitely two, 1A. And then Braves, Mets... I'd probably go, you know, it's been recent, the Met thing. The Met thing, they used to be such a mock, right? Like, they weren't any good, the Mets. The Phillies and the Mets, in fact, were never good at the same time.
Right. Like the Sixers and Knicks.
Right. So, you know, and they've been such a terrible franchise. I mean, other than the one blip. But they... The Braves have been good.
Yeah, they have
been.
And
the Braves have owned it. And I always thought, and they were a model franchise. They did it without spending all the, like, ridiculous. They spent their money.
Yeah, they had a manager that was there for a billion years.
But they developed players, you know? Mm. All right, let's go to Sean. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Sean.
Hey, you know why Wheeler pitched like that yesterday?
Why is that, brother?
Because he can. what an amazing! Me and my wife got tickets Saturday night because I just knew something was gonna be special on Sunday. Section 114. The minute I got out of the car down there, you just knew it was just electric. Except for the four idiots sitting behind us, we had to get kicked out. But other than that, it was just amazing throughout that whole ballpark. And every time Alonzo got up, you just felt a breeze from him getting fanned. it was just amazing. Like the hand of Doc was just guiding every single pitch.
Man.
You can't believe it. And that Tunis train going to roll over those mutts like it just did.
I like it, Sean!
So pumped,
you're going
man.
To Fan Fest, brother boy!
My man, I can't wait to see you guys.
That's going
to
be a party, man.
It's so great to be back down there, like, you know, slapping hands with strangers.
Yeah!
Gave a foul ball to this little kid walking up the stand. It was just awesome.
You got a foul ball and you gave it to the kid?
Oh, of course, man.
Dude, that's strong move by you.
Well, and the dad goes, "Did you catch it?" I said, "No, you caught it." That's the story that you're going to tell your son forever. You caught it.
Sean, you're the man. You're the man. Big ups, brother.
That's how good it felt to be down there again, man.
Yeah.
Just unbelievable. And to see them, you know, tuck their mutt tails between their butts and walk back out of there. Nothing felt better than that, man.
Brother, that's awesome, man.
Right in the football seat. It's going to be a great ride.
And you know what's funny? Like, you nailed it. And every once in a while, you forget what we've all been through over the last 18 months, right?
Unbelievable.
And so, you know, you're right. Like, coming back in a packed stadium, and we're slapping, hugging. That's what we do.
On Saturday before that, doing the same thing for his Unity Day. So the whole weekend was just great. And I keep thinking about that Moneyball quote from Brad Pitt, where he played Billy Beane, where he goes, "How can you not be romantic about baseball?"
Yeah, so, dude, you're so right. Dude, what a call. Hold on for your Fan Fest tickets. I can't wait to meet you, brother.
Thanks, bud. I'll talk to you soon.
Hold on, man.
The foul ball to the kid is like, it's a top move. Right, that's a one seed move at a sporting event. The foul ball to the little kid, because the little kid there now, their day is made, and they're now a baseball fan.
Totally,
you know what I mean? That's a big move there.
Strong.
It's really the only one. Like, obviously, a hockey puck goes out there once in a while.
I never got a puck.
I mean, it's not many times, you know.
Back in the day, now the netting.
Well, right.
But back in the day, you know. I got my share of foul balls.
I've only had two, One when I was a kid.
I told you the laptop story.
No.
At Dodger Stadium?
No.
I didn't tell you that story?
No. What, did it break your laptop?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
So I was covering a game.
Yeah.
I was at Dodger Stadium. Foul ball into the booth. I'm chit-chatting, right, with another guy from L.A. Like, you know, you always see your counterparts. I would sit with him. In fact, it might have been Bob Nightingale.
Okay.
Who comes on the show. He's a baseball writer for USA Today. And the foul ball comes over, and I go, wow, look at that. Like, and I was sitting, like, on the one side of the press box, and I, on the other side, I was hanging out. I go, wow, look at that. You know, that's right where I was sitting. And I go back, like,
no way.
Yeah, thing crashed. So then I got to tell my boss that you know, it was a
company laptop.
It was the newspaper's laptop.
Yeah.
And I got to tell my boss that it got destroyed by a foul ball. And what's his response?
Why didn't you catch it?
Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, well, I was
interviewing someone.
Talking to somebody. No, I told him the truth. I was like, you know, man, I was comparing notes and you were chit-chatting. You weren't watching the game. I go, I was watching the game. But I was just talking to one of the guys from LA. Nah, I get it. You know, so I had to dictate the game story. I was because I couldn't send it. I couldn't write.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So it was out. So I have to write, I'm writing it freehand, and then I'm dictating. And then in the third inning,
oh my God.
Oh, it was horrible. And I was on the West Coast.
Yeah.
I didn't get a computer. I got it in San Francisco. I was like flying to San Francisco the next day. I had to get it in Frisco before I went to the Giants. Yeah. I had to go to, you know, Apple Store, wherever it was. It wasn't even an Apple Store back then. I don't even know where
right.
I was. Some electronics store. Yeah, crazy.
I did not hear that story before.
I was another one. The second laptop that I broke.
Oh, okay, there's more than one.
Yeah, was my buddy Vinny meets me in Denver.
Okay,
right. So I used to stay at Marriott's all the time, and they would send you a basket. Because I was like one of these platinum members.
Okay, yeah.
So I go into the room. And I always get it like the nice room with the basket, the fruit basket, right?
Yes.
So I don't know what possessed them. Probably 50 beers.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
But I was at my desk, and he was like on the couch. Like I had it was almost like a suite type of room, and he's got the coffee table in front of him, and where the basket was, and he's rooting through the basket. And he's looking, and he goes, look at this. And he throws, I don't know what he's doing. I'm not paying attention to him. And he throws a like bottle of hummus. You know, like a jar of hummus?
Yeah, but a bottle.
It was like a jar, glass jar of hummus.
Oh, my God.
That he throws.
Yo, Bo, catch this. Is that probably what he said?
And I wasn't even, like, at the seat. Like, I was, like, doing something. I don't know. All of a sudden, he throws the hummus. Bust the whole computer.
Oh, my God.
Now I got to tell him, my laptop crapped out. I didn't tell him the hummus.
No, that's the one you're not telling this truth for.
Right. I had to go to Denver and get a new laptop the next day.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. No good. Gabe, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Gabe.
Anthony.
What's going on, Gabe?
It's Coquito Gabe. What's up, bro?
Oh, what's going on, man?
You know, I'm just sitting here chilling in my air conditioning courtesy of Service First.
Nice.
And Brian and his crew put it in 2014. So, yeah, man, enjoying it this morning while I'm working. And, you know, just wanted to catch up on this weekend with you, man.
Dude, how about this? How about what happened this past weekend? Like, just in a flash, right? Like, it's one thing you beat the Nationals. Great, right? 5 in a row. That's awesome.
Right.
You know, but True Chess comes, team in first place, and they were a wrecking ball against the Mets. The bullpen was all, other than the blip in the ninth inning, the bullpen was fantastic. They were great.
And that's all it was a blip. All those Mets fans standing up thinking they were actually going to tie or win that game. Meanwhile, Andrews, Gut, and Fish and we're gutting the Mutts.
That's right. You know what
I mean? So, but let me put some context on this past weekend. The weekend prior to, I was without power because that tornado came right through my neighborhood, tore all my crap up over here. Fortunately, everybody's got 10 fingers, 10 toes, but it was just beautiful to get out this weekend, play golf two times, take the boys to the ballpark. Manny Trio, my dad's favorite player.
Oh, you took the boys? Oh, that's fantastic, dude.
Yeah, we were down there on Friday. A buddy of mine from college, he teaches, but he also has, he works the grounds crew. Shout out to Eric Daddies, by the way. So, yeah, we went down there with some good tickets, man. Made some pastelillos. The only downside to today is that I'm in the middle of my hoagie fast until the first football Sunday, and that sucks at the beginning of August to not have a hoagie. But besides that, man, life is good.
You're doing a hoagie fast?
I do a hoagie fast every year right after July 4th. I save up all of my hoagie appetite, and as hard as it is not to have a hoagie for the rest of the summer, I wait until that first Sunday of NFL football, whether the birds are playing or not. At 12:30, I'm at Primo's down the road from me picking up. By 12:50, I'm on my couch with a 2-liter of mug root beer, some sour cream and onion chips, and my fat behind is a nice Italian.
That's awesome, man. So, I love that.
It's just
it's fantastic, dude. But you know what? Man, you're right. When you open up that hoagie right at kickoff, that's a great thing, man.
It's fantastic. And I just take a bite by bite throughout basically the first three quarters, unless, of course, the Beagles are playing so bad that I get nauseous.
I love it, man. That's what Eat a Primo, man. That's awesome.
Oh, man, I'm dying for one, dude.
Oh, that's
great.
But,
yeah, man, I'm dying to run into you again. I haven't seen you in a while.
Yes. Well, we're here. You know that.
Well, listen, man. Listen, I got one word for you. Mutts.
Ah, there you go, dude. Hold on. Collect your Fan Fest tickets. Oh, yeah, baby. Don't forget Fan Fest. Yes, that's right. September the 18th.
You could win a trip to Denver.
For you and I.
Philly sports trips, man.
We could have a Comus catch.
Nah.
I told you the story with the, with the naked girl on the horse.
Yes, he did tell me that.
Yeah, that's a good one. That was Denver, too.
Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
Yeah. A lot of good times in Denver. 610-632-0975. Cuz Radio Tunis. Let's talk a little box casino, street robots, Alum. Oh, yeah. I wonder if the line is up for tomorrow night. Probably not. But I want to check it out because with this Phillies run, I know a guy, Judas, this is awesome, who went to the Parks app, right? You can go to parkscasino.com/PA and download it. Since the beginning of the National Series, he's been doubling up the Phillies. How nuts is that?
He's really?
He's rode the Phillies every time. Wild. Here it is. Oh, dude, it's up. Scherzer, Nola plus 150. Come on, man. Come on, Nola. The over-under is 9.5. Is that crazy high or what? Insane. All right. Anyway, here it is. All your good stuff, especially when sports is hot. You got to go to parkscasino.com/PA. Use that promo code SPORTS. Get a risk-free bet up to $500. You got to be in PA. You got to be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Out to center field.
going back on a Jankowski. Makes the catch, and the Phillies have moved into first place in the National League East. The Mets had occupied first place for 90 consecutive days. On this Friday night, the count 1-2 to J.D. Davis. The pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. 7 in a row for the Phillies. The count 1-2 to J.D. Davis. The pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. 7 in a row for the Phillies. And the pitch to Alonso. Swing and a miss. He got him. The Phillies have swept out the New York Mets. A complete game shutout. Zach Wheeler, who scattered only two hits.
Wheels up! Oh, look at that. Fantastic. All right, Tunis. I got in front of me the schedules. So we got, this is going to be a fun week, man. Dodgers come to town. Oh, big blue. Eww, Trey Turner's back for them. See that?
Yep.
Dodgers. How about they got Bellinger in eighth?
Yeah, he's having a tough season this year, but still, I mean, that's how deep,
home on
that's how deep that lineup
like,
is.
Insane, right? All right. Beat blue. So we got Scherzer, Nola. Tomorrow night. Then Wednesday night, Gibson, your boy to
Gibby against David Price.
David Price. Now remember, Go back to 08, yes, Tampa.
Wow, my man. He wasn't even a starter yet.
No, he was a reliever.
He was a reliever at that time. Crazy.
Right. Amazing. Then the 105 game. TBD versus Urias.
I would imagine that's Suarez. I don't know why ESPN doesn't have him on there, but I imagine that's Suarez.
I guess.
At this point, you're not changing anything.
I wouldn't. Yeah. You know, I wouldn't.
I know he...
You're trying to stretch him out.
He threw 60 pitches in 2 2/3. He got squeezed a lot. That umpire on Saturday was god-awful. Not just for Suarez, both sides. I mean,
yeah, I agree.
Both pitchers were throwing stuff over the heart of the plate. They were being called balls. He was just terrible on Saturday.
So, not bad, right? So, you got to... You get... Now, Urias is a good lefty for the Dodgers, young pitcher. Then you got three with the Reds. Then you start, you're off Monday, the 16th, and now you're boogieing, right? Now you go out west. Three at Arizona. Now they've given up.
Yeah, you have to win.
Arizona.
You have to win that series.
They stink.
Yeah, they're awful.
So give me, now Cincinnati's good. Cincinnati's bats are alive. That Winker's having a big year.
Yep.
You know, they have a nasty lineup. Castellanos is back.
Yeah, Votto's obviously been on his hair.
It's been ridiculous, right? So, what do you think of that rest of the home Dodgers, Reds? If they were 3-3, I'm great.
That's a win. 3-3 after those six games? Yeah, that's a win.
All right, I agree with that. I don't have my pen. 3-3.
Would you
keep track of it?
Would you take 2-4? Obviously, I don't want 2-4.
I mean, listen, you're not going to win every game. You're not going to win every series. I understand that. But I guess.
Because if you go 3-3, that means you won one of the two series.
Well, I'm expecting to beat the Reds.
Okay, so you're going Reds.
At home. No, I don't accept 2-4.
Okay, 3-3.
All right. 3-3. I'm accepting 500. I think that's fair.
All right, so 1-2 v. Dodgers and 2-1.
All right, you keep track.
Yeah, I got you.
Arizona, that should be sweep.
That should be sweep.
They stink. Then you got three with the Pods.
You took 2-3 earlier this year. Still don't know when Tatis is coming back.
Let's go with it in six game increments. Are you good with 3-3 again?
No, because if we're saying sweep of the D-backs, that means you're saying
I'm saying you're good.
The Padres.
No, I'm saying.
I go 4 wins then.
2-1. All right, so we won four.
Four wins.
I agree with that. 4-2.
So that means they lose the series to the Padres.
Right.
If we're going sweep, but regardless, 4 wins.
Right. Listen, if they go 4-2, I'm happy.
Yeah, because that's 7-5 in 12.
Right. All right. And let's just end the month, okay? 2 at home Tampa. Tampa's nasty. Go split.
Yeah, at home. But they played very well at home this year, the Phils. Aside from the 8-game winning streak, well, that was in D.C., but they played very well at home this
season. Now, we're looking at this thing in a very, you know, objective manner. Then you got 3-4 Arizona.
You should take 3 of 4.
3 of 4, without a doubt. And then 3 at Washington. I mean, you got to take 2 or 3.
Yeah, like, I don't want to just go sweep because I love the Phils.
Right.
But I'll go to 2-1. Yeah, you have to win that series.
All right, so where do we stand now at the end of August?
So 2-1, the Nats, we're saying. So we went 6-6 the first two. We went 4-2 the second six. 4-2, and then 2-1.
Carry to 3.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm trying to do stuff real quick. So that's 16-11.
All right, 16-11. That would be awesome. Go 16-11.
And this is when the Mets have the ridiculous stretch, which I didn't even give you the schedule.
The Mets are done. They're done. So let's go Braves. Are you ready?
Yes.
So they got 3 at home against Cincinnati. Smiley Gray, Tukey Toussaint, Miley, and Muller Gutierrez.
I'd probably go 2-1 for the Bravos.
Okay. Then they're 3 at Washington. 2-1?
I'll give them the sweep.
Go 2-1.
All right, I'll go to. They did just lose to Washington.
Okay, so go 2-1. 3 at Miami.
This pesky Fish will win a game.
2-1.
2-1.
3 at Baltimore. Yes. 2-1 again?
Yeah.
All right. Home Yankees. Go Yankees.
How many?
2. 1-1?
1-1.
Then you got the Giants for 3 at home. 2-1?
No, they lose that series. The Gabe helps us out.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. The Gabe 1-2. Out,
he knows how to manage against the
1-2. Then taking us into September 1st, look at the Phillies. 3 at the Dodgers. 1-2.
1-2.
Here you go.
So that gives you 11-9.
What were the Phillies?
16-11. I think we went a little further with the Phillies.
No, I did the same thing.
Reds, Nats, Marlins, Orioles, Yanks, Giants, and then the Dodgers.
Yeah, dude, I went the same exact thing. I don't know. What did we do wrong here?
I don't know.
You miscounted
the Phillies. I probably did.
Yeah, you messed up the Phillies count.
I probably did.
All right, work on it. Let me get to it.
Oh, I see what I did wrong. All right, give me a second. I see, because I did the 6-6.
I can read.
Yeah, I got it. I can count. give me a second.
You're priceless. I'm like 16-11. That don't sound like it. That's a lot of games. 20s, and I'm like buying it. Let's go to
13-8.
13-8, and the Mets are?
Braves 11-9.
How did the Phillies play 3 more games than the Braves? I think you're off, dude.
Probably.
All right.
Well, they had the 4-gamer with the D-backs. Braves don't have a 4-game series in that stretch.
Yeah, but that's 1 game, not 3.
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I'm doing this on the fly.
All right.
Proud of me?
I love you. That's why you're a conductor. Just drive the train.
Yeah, exactly. I learned that. I got my driver's license.
You just be the conductor.
I got my driver's license. I'm going to have to look at it myself. How about
that?
That's
awesome. Craig, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Craig.
What's up, Cuzzo? How you
doing? What's going on, man?
Good, good. So I got 3 quick points, man. It really has nothing to do with necessarily the Phillies or where they're at in the rankings. It's just baseball in general. The first point is all my friends that have made it to some form of pro level or semi-pro level in sports, they all say we should have stayed with baseball
because basketball and football was the popular sport, but we all started out as little leaguers. So that was the first love in terms of baseball. The second point is that the sport itself is made to be slow. And so that's why it irritates people today. I listen to Martinez's show all the time, and people always calling about why don't we talk enough hockey and things like that. And I understand that aspect. But for baseball, it's just the go to the park, enjoy yourself. Like, I went to a Philly-San Francisco Giants game earlier this year. It was like three games. They won two out of three.
Huh?
I grew up, even though I live in Deptford, I grew up in North Jersey. So one side of my grandparents were Yankees fans with Don Mattingly and Dave Winfield. And the other side of my grandparents' family, they were Mets fans. And they were all about Doc Gooden and Strawberry and Mookie Wilson and Dykstra and all of those guys. So you grew up learning how to be patient. Nowadays, everybody wants everything so fast, and so therefore,
they get irritated
with baseball.
Well, you and I are probably from the same generation, right? So
I remember your call on the show when you were saying some kid was kind of some guy took his kids to the game and they were playing around on an iPad or something instead of watching the game. That's just where it is now, and it frustrates the hell out of the older folks. You know what I mean? So that's that. Second, the last point that I wanted to make was, like, I went to maybe three or four Yankee games this year, and even though I don't live up north anymore, I try to see them in, like, Baltimore Harbor, where you can make a nice weekend trip out of it to see them play, because it's like hell trying to see them at home with the traffic. So I got two words for you, right? And I always apply this to every call that I call you. Baseball is the weighted blanket for all of us. It helps us relieve the stress and lower the blood pressure.
I love that. The weighted blanket. Bro. Oh, my God. Excellent,
yeah,
Craig.
Hey, listen,
you're the best.
Tell Tunis. So I have a beach house down at in Brigantine, and we can't play wiffle ball anymore in the cove, because he'll know. The cove is not what it used to be. The dredging and all of that has shrunk the cove. But we do play on the jetty side, like every other Sunday, man. Me and a bunch of guys, we go out there and we
play.
Bring
I'm coming out.
We just bring the whiffle balls out.
I got the Tunis down there. I got my buddy Tunis.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm down with that, man.
Just have some fun on the beach down and bring it.
Oh, you're the man, Craig.
Have some fun, man.
Well, we'll be down there to challenge you guys, all right?
Yeah.
I love it, buddy.
With us, man.
I love it. My man.
All right,
see you, brother.
Later.
We got a game, dude. Me and you.
I'm in.
I love
wiffle
ball.
You can't beat that.
Dude.
Have beers when you do it. I don't care what time.
I had a game going yesterday with Massimo.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Wiffle ball?
Yeah.
How'd you do?
Well, I was more about him.
You're not trying to throw knuckleballs?
Nah. I'm letting him.
Circle changes?
Yeah.
By the way, the math was correct. 13-8, 11-9. 21 games to 20 games. Because the Phillies have that 4-game series.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
The first one was incorrect. The 16-11.
So the 13-8
to 11-9.
Okay. So we got 13-8 to, dude. That means they're in the driver's seat. Now here's the one thing that you got to circle. There's a weekend that we got to block out. You ready? We got to block out this weekend. Actually, during the week. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, September the 28th, 29th, and 30th.
Oh, that's Phil's Braves, no?
That's it.
Damn
so
right it is.
So that's the last series that they play. They only have one more series against one another.
Yeah, because they played each other like 8 times in May and June.
Right.
Like every other series was Phillies Braves either in Philly or in Atlanta.
So, there it is.
Yeah, it's going to be a monster series. Because I could see both these teams being there still.
That's it. Here's the Braves. You ready? Here's their September schedule.
Their schedule's far more simple, I think. I know. No, September's tough for them.
So, they finish up the Dodgers series. Then they go at Colorado 4. And Colorado stinks.
Yeah.
Washington home 3. Miami at home 3. Colorado at home.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty.
3. At San Francisco, 3. At Arizona, 4. At Padres, 3. So, 10-game road trip. in the teeth of September.
Yeah, but they got an easy opponent except for the Padres and the Giants. Because remember, a lot of people got excited, and I was too, when Paul Hembekidis put out that tweet saying the Phillies had the easiest schedule second half of the season amongst teams that were 500 or better.
You're right.
At the time of that tweet, the Braves were still below 500.
Gotcha.
So now you look at that schedule. If you redo that tweet, I would imagine the Braves' schedule is a little bit easier than the Phillies.
Phillies, we said 28th to the 30th, and then they end with the Mets, the last game series, Atlanta. Now, here's ours. Here's the Fightins. Fightins go at Washington to end the series. Then they go at Miami, at Milwaukee, but then Colorado for four. Dude. Home.
Oh, that's huge.
Then.
Because that ballpark, I don't trust in Colorado.
Dude, Cubs home for three.
That's big.
Then the Mets will be dead at the Mets for three. That's over Fan Fest. Orioles home three.
Oh, wow. At home, too. That's nice.
They got no DH.
None.
Then they go Pittsburgh, Buccos home.
And you gotta go paybacks after dropping two of three.
I mean, look at that schedule.
Yeah, that's good for the Phils.
Then they go at Atlanta, at Miami to end it.
Oh,
wow!
Man. Please don't let the fish be pesky.
Yeah, but they had a lot of wins. They wrap up in September. Dude.
That's true. It's gonna be a fun ride, man.
Yeah,
enjoy it. That's all I want everybody to do.
Next stop.
Is just enjoy it, man. Where do you want to go?
No. And next stop is you're the conductor. You gotta make a thing.
Next stop, Eden.
I gotta edit it so I can have the, you know how it sounds through the microphones? Yes. A little scratchy.
But you saw The Fugitive, right?
Yeah.
Play that back. Right? Hang on. Next stop. Merchandise Mart. Hey, he say. Next stop. Play that over again. Pull that down. It's you. You're the conductor.
Damn right.
Next stop, Eden.
I didn't get my hat.
You got to get a Phillies conductor hat. We're getting you a Phillies conductor hat. Tommy, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Tommy.
Yeah, what's up, Coach? What's
going on, Tom?
Yeah, Philly's got me fired up, man. I'm so happy.
Yes.
I went on Friday. I went with a couple buddies that day. It was pretty spontaneous just to buy them then and there, but no, great deal. We were just so hyped to go, and it was a great game, great atmosphere. I haven't been to a Phillies game like that in so long.
Yeah, dude, isn't it great? And I forgot it. One of our callers called up, and he was so right about it. You know, because it's been rough over the last 18 months, and now we're back, and now we got a buzzing Citizens Bank ballpark. Are you kidding me?
Oh, it's unbelievable. When Harper hit that home run, the building just, like, it was going crazy. I don't know what it is, the Harper swing. Every time, especially when you're there, when you hit the home run, it's just, like, beautiful. I feel like you're watching, like, Ken Griffey Jr. at a home
run. I know. It's majestic, right? Like, it's that. You're right, yeah. Dude. Like, nah. Listen, he's a star. Like, that.
He
like,
really is.
Like, he's just a star, man. That dude is a star player. That's what he is.
Exactly. And, like, what all of us want as fans, we just want to see him in a playoff race. And, like, we're in it right now. It's just great, man.
Yeah.
It's great to see.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you, brother.
And I got to secure the bag. So, I mean, it was great to see him beat up on that muck.
Good job. I like your use of the in the sentence. Hold on. You're going to Fan Fest, my brother. You got it, buddy. That's fantastic. Dude, like that whole vibe. Like, you were there yesterday. I was thinking of you, man.
Yeah, it was buzzing the whole time.
Because it was a beautiful day, too.
Yeah, it was perfect.
Like, great day. And just all the people and everybody excited, man.
This Mets fan next to us, he was younger. He had like red hair. He looked like he was in high school or something. And the whole time he just sat like this.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's like the whole time. And it's not like we were barking at him or anything. We just sat right there.
He had a Mets jersey?
He had a, it was a Pete Alonso jersey, but it said the polar bear on the back, because that was his, remember when they do that weird player weekend and they all have the nicknames and stuff?
Right.
So he had the polar bear jersey.
Polar bear.
Bad decision to buy that one. I'm not surprised, though, from a Mets fan.
He might be sub-zero. He's so cold.
There's this one guy, dude. So, you know, I went to go get another beer, and I'm walking back, and I always feel bad, like, excuse me. Like, I try to maneuver through the aisles. I'll, like, climb up the chair so I don't make people get up. But it was just one of those days where all the lanes are full. All the aisles are full. So I say, excuse me, and the Mets fan jumps up. Oh, do you think a Mets fan's going to let you go by? Ha, ha, ha. And I was like, huh. Go Phils, man. Like, get out of my way. Please.
Yeah,
like,
dude, keep your corny dad jokes. All right. You just went corn.
I just went one of those, like,
straight up corn.
I just gave him a, yeah, man. Like, you know.
You know, have a good, where you're at, dude?
Have a good
this
day.
This ain't Shea.
Can I get
this
home?
Ain't City Field.
Can I go sit in my seat, please?
Dude, let me go check my beer.
Come on, dude.
Watch the Phillies beat your ass. Yeah, all right. You mind?
Okay, did you enjoy your drive? Or are you going to enjoy your drive back? Like, that sucks. I'm happy for you.
Yeah.
It's great.
Enjoy the track. You know how great that is, too?
Just knowing that, just sit in that traffic.
Yes! Like, they got it. Not only did they get swept, but all the Cretans that came down had to drive up on a Sunday. Sure traffic.
Oh, yeah, terrible.
Oh, there's nothing worse than being in traffic on a Sunday.
My buddy Jack came. He was at the game separately, but he came back to my house afterward. We went out to have some more beers because we were celebrating. It took him an hour to get from the ballpark to Manayunk.
Yeah.
Imagine the ballpark back to New York. Losers.
That's the best. Dude, that's the best. All right. Time now for a little Royal Billiards. Oh, I tell you about Audra. I love this place. You know why? Because we were joking around about the Olympics and go, you know, the best Olympics would be the Bar Olympics. Because all the competitions that they have. Now, Audra's got it all, man. You got to check out Royal Billiards and all the great games. Like, so you want the pool table with the foosball. You want the air hockey. They got the two-man double air hockey. Tunis, you and I go back-to-back. Challenging people. They got the ping pong. I mean, like, whatever you want. Like, all the arcade games. It's the best. You got a man cave. You got to know Royal Billiards. And here's the other thing, too. They also have pre-made bars. Bar and counter stools. Hot tubs by Nordic. They got everything, man. Check it out. Delivery to your home, your shore home, your mountain home. Not a problem. Visit Royal Billiard Showroom, Hatfield, PA, or go to royalbilliard.com. Telling you, Audra, she's the queen, man. She's the queen of fun. Now's the time to shop for fall and holiday entertaining. Royal Billiard and Recreation, the Delaware Valley's ultimate game room store since 1982.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
Brenda! Come on! Dude, come here, Rhonda! Come in the studio! I want the YouTube audience to see what you're wearing. Alright, now come back here. This is Miss Rhonda. She goes Philly head to toe. Miss Rhonda rules, right, Tunis?
Yeah, she's the best.
All right, say hello to our radio people, because most people listen to on the radio.
Hello, radio world.
I love Miss Rhonda, because her studio is right next to ours. So I always see her walking, I wave to her, she waves back. She does a little dance.
Yeah. She's the best.
She's the best. She
looks out for us,
too. She does. She's really like our work mom.
Oh, yeah.
Even though, like, our work older sister.
Yes.
Because she looks great.
Yeah.
Yeah, she rules.
Does the CrossFit.
Yeah, she's tough, too. Best. You know what I always wanted her to do?
Fight
beat
somebody.
Up Jamie.
Well, there was always the talk of fighting Pat Egan, which that would be easy for her.
No, that's insulting to Miss Rhonda. No, I want her to beat Bro's ass. Just for grins. I would love that.
Just for grins.
You wouldn't want to see that for grins? No,
I would love it. I would love it.
Sure you would.
You could do it at FanFest before the Bro came.
Oh, that, well, since he's not doing that, maybe we can get a fight.
Yeah.
A boxing match. MMA cage. Miss Rhonda versus the Bro.
Ah! You want to ring the bell?
Prediction paid.
Ding, ding. Oh, that's great.
Jamie, I'll give you 45 seconds over under until Jamie cries.
Under.
By the way,
we have a slight update, and I thank our man Tom who's helping us out today. He sent me the tweet. So Joe Girardi was on MLB Network Radio about an hour ago, and he said that he hopes to get Didi back on Tuesday, so the start of the series tomorrow. Now, he says Hoskins could be back Wednesday, but if he doesn't respond well to treatment, he could go on the injured list.
Ooh.
Which that's like two. You're telling me he could be back Wednesday, but you're also telling me he could go on the injured list.
What's that about?
That kind of freaks me out. Like,
yeah.
I don't like that either. Or, hey, he's either going to be good or he's going on the injured list. Like, come on now. And then he also said that Eflin is closer to throwing off the mound, but there's still no timetable. He'll need a rehab assignment.
Hey, here's the one thing, and then we're going to get back to the phone lines, but here's the one thing that I think heartens everybody, because I don't know about you guys, like, listen, I know you're the conductor, but heart of hearts, I mean, when, before this streak, it appeared not only grim for this year, but, like, with the lack of a lot of young talent, you went,
Yeah, because you looked at around the diamond, right? Like Didi's your starting shortstop for another year still because of his contract, because he's got one more year left after this. And is Bryson Stock going to be ready next year to even overtake that, right? Like, you have paid Didi the money, so he's most likely going to be your shortstop next year, and who knows if Bryson Stock's ready yet. You still have a question mark. I know that he had the big home run the other day, but I don't trust Odubel to be on to be an everyday player on a winning team.
I agree.
And you were supposed to have that replacement in either Moniak or Hazley, but you just scouted so poorly. Like, you could have gotten a starting caliber center fielder in those drafts, and you didn't. You know what I mean? You drafted Moniak and Hazley, and the bullpen, some of those younger arms are still kind of questionable. Like, J.D. Hammer looked very good the other day, going 2-3. He looked very good.
I'll tell you, other than
Mauricio. He's the first player in the history of the rule, the three batter rule, to allow three home runs.
Yeah,
because a lot of people like called up. I remember I was talking to people Sunday. How come Joe didn't take him out for the second one? Well, he can't.
Right.
You have to face three batters.
Right.
So he had
the
worst.
I think a lot of people forgot about that rule.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a while. People have been out.
Yeah, people were like, "Wait a second, well, how come he not?"
Right. He had the worst possible outcome.
Yeah,
three batters because you have to face them. Three home runs. It's also just according to Matt Gelb, who tweeted out Saturday night, it's only the second time in Major League Baseball history where a reliever came in to face three batters and allowed three home runs. The other one was B.J. Rosenberg for the Phillies in 2014. So it's only happened twice.
God, he was horrible.
It's been your fighting Phils.
B.J. was terrible.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Tyler, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Ty?
Anthony.
What's going on, man?
I need you to let this mutt, my best friend, know that it's a violation.
you're in, baby.
So all right, let him know that it's a violation because he is listening.
What's the violation?
He falsely claims he's a 4-for-4, but he named his daughter after the 04 Reds.
Wait a second. Do me a favor. Tell us, because I want the audience to hear, explain the whole situation to everyone.
Okay, well, he falsely claims that he's a 4-for-4.
Right.
But he named his daughter Boston after the 04 Reds. Red Sox. Is that a violation?
Yes, it's a stone violation.
He also has the B tatted on his arm, and he has a picture with a Tom Brady wax figure.
What?
But claims he's a 4 for 4. What?
Wait, he's got a tattoo. A Red Sox tattoo?
The B, the red B tatted on his arm, yes.
And he's got the wax Brady picture.
A picture with a Tom Brady wax figure.
Oh, my God. That's not the violation. That's a serial violation.
Excuse me.
That's a dude who should be exiled.
All right. Man, that's the sentencing, then. He's exiled.
Exiled. You can't be a 4 for 4 guy and have a Red Sox tattoo.
No, that's what I said, but he claims that he can and that he's a 4 for 4.
Nah, dude. He's got to do some penance.
Something.
Where's he live at?
Glen Olden, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, we have to make he's got to make a walk.
Yeah, he's going
to walk of shame to Citizens Bank Park. That'll cleanse his soul.
All right, well, he's going to be coming with me to the fan fest, so we'll have to let him know.
Well, you know what? We'll figure that out. We'll do that. All right?
All right, brother.
You got it.
I don't even want to allow him a walk. Listen, there's people that wear hats of opposing teams as, like, style.
Well, we got it. We have it. In fact, last week, you remember that question was asked him.
Yeah. But he's got it on his skin. He's inked up.
Plus, he's got the B.
You can't know.
That's our enemy.
You don't even get a walk of atonement. You went ink.
Let me ask you a question.
Come on, man.
If the dude gives the walk of atonement and gets the tattoo removed, would you allow him?
Yeah, tattoo remove I'll allow. But he's not going to do that.
Well, then he's
not. He also named his kid Boston.
Oh, that's right. I forgot how that's.
What, are you going to legally change the name of your child?
Yeah. I forgot.
Yeah, no, he's got full-on Boston.
Tell me that,
he's got a Tom Brady figurine.
Yeah, no,
I forgot. He's full-on Boston.
Yeah, no, you can't name your kid Boston and be a 4 for 4 guy. If you want to name your kid Pat Young, then all right.
Well,
like if you had the Boston.
We do know a guy.
But if you,
Boston.
But he's a Chicago man.
That's what the Fox said.
I got no problem with him. Listen, if you had the Boston B, but name your kid Broad Street, right? Or Shunk.
Yeah.
You're all right. I would just let, but I, you're right. The kid.
Come here, Allegheny. Let's watch the game together.
Allegheny.
West Oak Lane, first, middle, and last name.
West Oak Lane. Let's go to Drew in Ardmore. Drew, what's happening, buddy?
What's going on, cuz? What's up, Andrew?
What's happening, man? You ready?
What's going on, guys? I just want to say, Andrew, thank you for doing what you do. I think we've all been down on the Phillies for a very long time, and you started to kind of choo-choo on that train in, like, July, and I was like, is this guy on to something? Is he on to something? And I started to watch the games, got back into it. And I just want to let you know, yesterday, Rao, the boys had him over, had a nice little barbecue. And Andrew, just want to let you know, I actually bet on the home team this time, made money on it, hit that same game parlay.
Nice!
Money line and the unders. So, Andrew, thank you for doing what you do, bud.
Oh, of course, man. I'm glad you're on the train.
My man. And I would be honored if my fellow Andrew would honor me with 2 tickets to FanFest.
Oh, of course. He doesn't have to say the name,
man.
We're fellow Andrews here.
Guys, thank you so much.
You got it, buddy. Hold on, man. The conductor. I get the conductor. He's got the override. You didn't even need to say months.
No. Hey, he's also a fellow Andrew.
Yeah. Got to hook up listen, your fellow name.
Yeah.
You got a kinship.
Yes.
The Andrew.
And he doesn't spell UW like Jones. Come on, man.
Oh, he's from the Isles.
Yeah, we're all good.
You can't get on Andrew. He's from the Isles.
Yeah, he's a good ball player, too. had a cannon. I was cursed. He had a damn cannon.
He did.
And Andrew Jones.
Yes, he did. He was a great ball player, man.
Yes, he was.
Earl. There he is. Big Earl. What's going on, Earl?
Choo-choo! Tunis! We did it! I feel like Jimmy in the show.
That's
sorry,
awesome.
I had to.
I
dude,
love it.
It was, dude, it was a great day. 2 rows from the field with my son.
Oh, my God.
You can smell the dirt and the grass. I told you, it's 15 years I've been taking them to games, you know, so, and we defended the land, although, to be quite honest, they were toothless and sedate because they just got their, you know, butts whipped throughout the whole series.
That's so right, Earl.
It was an awesome time, and I'm just, hey, by the way, Mets suck. I just had to call, dude. This is, hey, the bar car in the Tunis train was hopping, and I bought around, you know, on Saturday night, you know. So I'm just happy as hell, and we'll see what happens with the, you know, the upcoming series. But it was great. My son went nuts. He found some friends all around the ballpark, so he kind of exited stage left for a little bit, and then he came back and, yeah, my hand is still sore from his high fives.
Oh, so, that's fantastic, man. That's so cool.
So yeah, it was fun. It was great. Just had to report. But yeah, we didn't have to defend the land. The barbarians were all docile.
They were great. Docile barbarians. The Cretans, they had nothing. They had no ammo. They had no chains, no bats, no knives. Nothing. They had the polar bear keeping everybody cool with his big swings and misses.
There was an older guy with like a Mets big giant, you know, 2-foot by 2-foot hanky, you know, and I'm walking down from getting a beer and I'm passing on like sweep, sweep, sweep. And he said nothing. It's, you know, it's a beautiful thing. I just had to call you, dude.
I'm so happy, Earl. I'm so happy, you know, man.
Hey. Let's continue the. Oh, and don't forget, I heard you earlier. Conductor's hat for the Tunis.
That's
you gotta
right.
Get that.
We will. That's
on the. I want to see that on his head soon.
I like it. I like it. I love it. Earl, you're the best, buddy.
I'm hitting running. Have a good
see
one,
pal. You too, man.
I'd wear it on the YouTube.
Yeah,
on the show.
Without
sure.
a doubt.
Yeah, man.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, in a second.
Chuck, where's Chuck at? Chuck, we need a conductor's hat for Tunis. He's the conductor. He's got to do it. That's you, man.
Yeah, I got some crap yesterday because I did that, and then I spit out the beer as if it was the you know
steam.
The steam. And of course, I got the. Well, it was about $5 you wasted. I was like, yeah, kind of.
That's right.
It's not like the beer's
that's
all that cheap.
Right.
Listen,
are
man,
you kidding me?
It was in a moment. It was a good time. Man. I let the O go a little
bit. Wow,
oh,
dude.
God. Sorry about that
man.
One. Whew, I got to run some laps. I got to get that one out of me.
Man. That was like me saying water. I was about to say the same thing. That O was a strong
one. Yeah, it was a strong
one.
A hoogie. Yeah.
Hoogie.
I got to run a few laps.
You sound like you should be on that show. On the mayor of East Town.
I watched half an episode. It was real slow to start. We're gonna pick it back up.
Listen, it's good. It's a good watch.
I was dealing with the damn dog.
Very well done.
She had all the issues with the vet, so we
yeah. It's really well done.
It wasn't the mood when we were dealing with the damn dog.
Right. Yeah. Really well done. Let's go to Rich. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Rich.
Yo, man. How you doing?
What's going on? What's happening, man?
Not much, man. Wanted to share the week experience with you, culminating in that game yesterday with the Mets. It was awesome. But picture this: you're a father, I'm a father. My oldest is 12. Last year in Little League, so we were down in the tournament last week in Rehoboth.
Were you?
You know,
yeah.
Yes, that was awesome. Spent the week in Sea Isle all last week, and then the end of it was I got him for his birthday. Me and his mother were taking him. We took him to the Mets game on Sunday, you know, right behind the dugout. Dude, it was
that's awesome.
When I tell you a 12-year-old turned into a 6-year-old, man, he was – so he ran down. Suarez threw him a ball over the net, you know, walking in off after warm-ups. We got down there, you know, 90 minutes early.
And then Eflin came over, signed the ball for him, talked to him for a little bit. And then, dude, he got to – I always told him about Halladay. He's a pitcher, you know, and I told him he's the best, man. Like, you missed it. You know, he was a little too young when he was pitching, but he got to watch all the, you know, all the pregame yesterday, and it was great. And then he got to watch a Halladay performance by Wheeler.
Right? How amazing was that? Oh, that's – so he's a pitcher, your boy?
Yeah, lefty. You know, he's a wily lefty. He doesn't got the overpowering stuff, but the ball moves, and he just loves the game. And he's all in. Doesn't leave his seat. He's all in, knowing the count. You know how many outs?
That's awesome.
Because I'm like,
did you teach him how to? Did you teach him how to score a game?
You know what, man? And here's the bad part. I'm the game changer for his travel team, so I do all the scoring, but I do it on the app, so it's not the old school way. But, I mean, he knows it, but we don't keep the book yet.
Right.
He's a little too – he's so into everything going on. I don't know if I can – you know, he's still young.
Yeah. I get you. No, listen. And it's funny you mentioned the game changer app, because I got the two – I got the same one. I got the baseball one and the football one.
Oh,
yeah.
Are you running it?
Coach Warren was running the Game Changer app.
Okay.
So I wasn't doing it.
I'm the Game Changer guy. And, I get the, I'll have the parents come up to me and be like, was that a hit or an error? I'm like, it's an error, man. I get hit his glove. You know, I can't
hit it. You're like, the official score. I love it.
A couple 20s. You know,
they love you. Come on, man. Come on, get my boy. Richie, get my boy a knock, would you?
Yeah. And we're going, and this is going to be his first year going to Eagles games. His grandfather has given up the season tickets, and he's letting me take them. So he picked all division games. He didn't want to go to any out-of-division games. He's like, nah, Dad, I want to see the Giants, the Skins, and the Cowboys. I want to boo them all. I'm like, all right, let's go. Let's do
it. Wow.
So it's going to be, we'll be down there on Thursday. So I just wanted to share it, man, because baseball is my number one, and it was so cool this whole week watching the games down the field with all the
Oh, that's fantastic, man.
Yeah. So like I wanted to share it.
I'm glad you did. Listen, because I can totally relate. And you know what's awesome about it, too, is, you know, down the shore, hey, man, come on, sit down, watch a couple innings with Daddy, like, right, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's the best, man. There's nothing like it. That's
it's
cool.
It's not a couple innings, man. When it starts, he's all in till the end. He's up and down with every at-bat. It's amazing. So, I love it.
That's awesome. Great. Thank you for sharing that, bro. That's great, man. Good luck to him, man. That's awesome. That's a great story. That's the 12-year-old Junis, 12-year-old Cuz, you know?
Yeah, I mean, my dad and I, it was cool when we, because we were watching the game Friday. He was there actually Saturday because he was a big Manny Trio fan, so he wanted to go to Trio night. And he actually went with a couple of Mets fans, too, because there's a bit of a New York community in the Brigantine. So
really?
It was a group of 10 of them, and there's 5 Phillies fans, 5 Mets fans. They all went together. But he wanted to see Manny Trio night, which is, I'm pretty sure, why they picked that game. But Friday night, we watched the game together at the Elks. But the first half, we watched my mom, and then she was ready to go to bed. And then when we went to the Elks, it was just like...
What,
it was
chewy?
Yeah, and it was awesome. Cause
you sent
like,
me a picture, that's awesome.
Yeah, because the amount of games that he took me to when I was a kid, and I'm really privileged that he did that for me all those years. We did the 17-game plan every single season. And it was cool, just sitting there at the bar, just watching the game. And it, like I said, when they made that final out, and when Harper hit the home run, like, the bar was celebrating. Like, it's gotten to the point now where you're not just at the ballpark and people are applauding and cheering. There was a watch party down the street from our house. Like, one of their neighbors had people over to watch the Phillies.
That's awesome.
That's really cool. It's now getting to a good point right now with this team.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Yeah, there's something. I'm waiting for Mossy. Like, he's still not ready to sit and watch.
Yeah.
He's close, but he's still not ready to sit and watch. Like, he's digging his base. But, like, last night, like, he's got videos to watch.
Okay.
Because he starts his instructional league tonight.
Ah, okay.
In fact, tonight's his first instructional league. The Kotlovs, they have this amazing academy, and he starts his fall instructional league. So, But part of his homework was he had to watch two videos. So we were watching videos, and like I'm like, dude, pay attention. Like right away, he's like, because I had his glove out, and I was saying, all right, dude, like, here's what you need to do. When you're attacking ground ball, here's how you have to attack it. Look at the path, right?
Right.
This is what Kenny's telling you, Coach Kenny's telling you to do this, right? And, you know, like right away, he's like, throw me more ground balls, Daddy. I go, dude.
Watch the video.
You gotta watch the video. Then I'll, because I would stop the video and then I would make him mimic what was going on in the video.
Right, of course.
You know, it's just proper field and stuff. Like something he should know, already know, but hammering home the whole thing. Because at that age, it's all fundamentals. Like just know the fundamentals, know the game.
Alligator and all that kind of stuff. Oh, yeah.
You know, all that stuff. So.
He'll get there.
Yeah.
Especially.
But he's got such a, listen, I get it, because all he wants to do is, he wants to play it.
Right.
You don't want to watch it.
But when the Phillies are good, that's also going to change a little bit. Yeah. All his buddies are talking about it.
Well, I can see it starting, you know. I'm hoping this is the match that's lit.
Well, maybe one day, after practice.
You're there. Oh, dude, I was thinking about that already.
You know what I'm saying? I just locked in two tickets for tomorrow.
Did you really?
Yep. Phil's Dodgers.
So he's 7:30 tomorrow. Come on, catch the second half of the game.
Yeah, why not?
Dude. Meet up to Tunis.
Dude.
Shit's like, we're having a blast today. How much fun. And let me tell you, it looks so bleak. This is the beauty of being a sports fan, is how bleak it looked after the Sixers go down to the Hawks. Look at this. We're right back at it, man. And, of course, Dame. Please, Dame. Dame. Come here, Dame. We want you, Dame. Prediction? Dame. All right. Let me tell you about Parks Sportsbook and the incredible Parks Sportsbook app. In fact, when stuff like this happens, you have some fun, right? It just has a blast, right? Like, you can come down. And when good stuff and fun, you can bet the game any which way. Like Wheeler strikeouts, right? Oh, he had 11. You could have had a fortune if you went double-digit strikeouts. You got all kinds of things that you can bet on. Harper home run, right? You could lay one run. You could lay two runs, 2.5, alternate run line. There's a million different ways to bet a game on Parks at the Parks Casino and Sportsbook. Get to know Parks Casino and Sportsbook at your hometown 4-for-4 Casino and Sportsbook, located right here in Bucks County. Check it out. Use the promo code SPORTS. You'll get a risk-free bet up to $500. Just remember, you got to be in PA. You got to be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Give me a little Phillies highlight.
Oh, yeah? Hold on a second here. Working on the fly here.
Hold off. And we'll do it.
Here, I got two for you.
You got two? Give it to me.
How about these two?
Fly ball right center field. That's well hit. That's not coming back. It is gone! Into the bullpen. Greg Miller puts the Phillies on the board. Only the Giants have more. That here's one's out toward left. Pilar going back. It is gone! He went up, oh! He pulls one in and Brad Miller has another multi-home run game.
Unbelievable, man. Bamboo. Bamboo!
Dude, he hit 3 home runs in a game this season.
It's unbelievable. It's like that catcher from the White Sox. Zavala. Bamboo.
Unreal,
two multi-homer games. I got one little pick.
Walk-off grand
slam. Because I'm a huge McCarthy. I love McCarthy.
Yeah.
But I don't like Oppo.
You're anti-Oppo?
I'm not an Oppo man.
You'd rather go full word opposite?
Yeah. Opposite field. I don't like going Oppo.
Oppo Boppo?
Yeah, I'm out. But, I mean, listen, he was magnificent. I love him.
Yeah, his final call yesterday.
Strong.
It was fantastic.
Yeah. And I caught Fransky the other night. I was in the car. I'm a Fransky man. He's fantastic. Yeah. L.A. It was Fransky, L.A. I love those two. I got such a fondness for those two. L.A.'s my man. Like, just one of the great guys you'd ever want to meet, Larry Anderson. He's the guy, if you pick one person to have a beer with
him
in all this of the land, it would be L.A. He's the greatest. Just wonderful guy. And Scott's unbelievable, too. You know what's funny about those two? I said it, that just they have such a chemistry, such a magic, those guys.
Oh, yeah, they connect, man.
They do. They're just, and, you know, it's hard to do that. It's excellent. Anyway, our 12 o'clock hour is brought to you by Service First Heating and Air Conditioning. That's right. Get 0% financing for 72 months and a $500 rebate when you purchase a complete heating and cooling system from Service First. Learn more at servicefirsthvac.com. I do want to give out some condolences. But I want to send some condolences out to the Chiarella family. They lost Michael over the weekend. We're so sorry. Great family, Chiarellas. Michael passed away. He was the chin and loved by many, many, many people. South Philly Sandy, you know, all the whole crowd loved Michael. So our condolences out to the Chiarella family. You know, in Wildwood, and we love the Chiarellas. Anyway, let me ask you this. Going into the Dodgers, like, I can't tell you how excited I am. I got a feeling they hit Scherzer. Is it possible?
They've actually been
okay. They're so hot.
They've been okay against him in the past. You know, there's actually one player, and I don't like saying his name on the radio, but Odubel's had a good career against Scherzer.
Yeah.
Like, it's weird. There's a couple of guys on this team, you know, they've actually fared well. Obviously, their last outing against Scherzer, they did not. That was the game one of the doubleheader, where Scherzer, I didn't think, was even going to pitch, but then all of a sudden pitches a complete game and beats the Phillies, and that really sucked because they traded him, like, literally 5 minutes later. Yeah, sure, they could hit Scherzer. He was dominant in his first start, though, the Dodgers.
No, he was. I saw it. We had, like, 10 strikeouts.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty good first outing.
Yeah, no. He
against the Astros, too. It was that wild series.
Yeah. No, I know. He looked good. But, you know, I don't know, man. Give him back.
They just saw him a few weeks, a few days ago. I mean, a week ago.
That helps. And that Dodger, that's going to be a great series.
Oh, yeah.
That's actually a football game worthy series. You know what I mean? Phil's Dodgers.
Do you think it surpasses 40,000? You just got up to 39 yesterday.
Yeah, I'll go 40 plus. It's during a week, but it's still summer. Yeah, I'll go 40 plus.
And because everybody's talking Phillies right now, like, I'm sure a lot of people, like, we had a few callers ago that said, you know, spur of the moment, we bought tickets for Friday's game.
Dude, I mean, we got full boards all day.
Talking Phils.
We didn't even talk Eagles open practice yet.
Yeah.
You know, well, we will, but we haven't done that yet. Let's go to Ryan in Collingdale. Ryan, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
What up, guys?
What's up, Rye? What's going on, man?
Not much. I'm fired up for this Phillies team, man. I've been waiting all year for them to get in first place and everything, and I'm super excited.
Yeah, right? I mean, you're right on, man.
Yeah, like when it's four or five games out, every time they would lose, it's like the Mets lose. It's like they lose, you got to win because you're not gaining no ground. But, yeah, I was away this week. I was down in Meriden at Indian Acres, and a buddy of mine down there, he's going to the game Sunday. He's like, oh, I just want to win two games. I'm fine with two or three. I'm like, no, I want to sweep the Mets. I'm like, I want to put the Mets out of their misery.
That sounds like a fan fest call to me, Ryan.
Put about her misery, make the Mets as far out as they can get so they can't even catch up and nothing like that.
That's right, dude. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. And it's true, man. There's nothing better. They basically demolished them, too. Like, shut them down.
Yeah, no chance.
Shut them down. Philly's pitching, other than, again, the blip in the ninth inning on Saturday, just shut down in the wheels.
And the Gibson trade looks like a great trade right now, too. He's had two great games for them and everything.
And you know what? You know how we were talking about it earlier? You know, I would start Galvin. I would start to platoon or give Gallo some time and place a bone. Make the defense stronger.
Well, he's back this week, I think, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would do that too. I like Gallo's defense and everything.
Exactly. I'm with you. Brother, hold on. You're going to FanFest, baby. Using the secret word, Mutts. The Mutts.
Good word. Good word for today.
It is a good word for today. Oh, I like the secret word. I enjoy the secret word every
day. Yeah, it's nice. Makes people listen too, which is cool.
Yeah, but it's fun.
Hanging out, you know?
I got tomorrow's already.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
I can't wait for it.
Yeah, I do. I got it tomorrow's already. I think we're going to have an announcement to make tomorrow, too. A fan fest announcement.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I get told nothing. I'm excited because I'm told nothing.
Yeah.
What I know is what's on our sheet
I know
that we read.
Of a VIP.
Was that right?
Yeah, people would love to see it FanFest.
Dude.
Yes.
All right, I'm in on that.
Yeah, I think you will. I think you will be. We'll let you guys know tomorrow.
Okay.
Let's go to Robbie. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Rob.
What's up, Aunt Conductor Tunis? How you guys doing?
We're doing good, buddy.
And remember I called you 2 weeks and I told you that the train wasn't dead?
You know what? You're right. You and the conductor.
Absolutely.
You guys were believers.
Let me tell you something. Yesterday, I did have to defend the Rand a little bit.
You did? What happened, Ron?
We had a little bit of a drunk incident at our row, section 110, row 23. He was yelling. Harper grounded out or did something, and he was yelling, "You went well, 330 mil, you bum." I leaned over and I looked at him and I was like, "I'm sorry, I can't hear you from first place." Let me tell you, those Mets fans.
Speaking of bums, how about that Pete Alonso? Are you kidding me?
They are softer than Charmin Ultra, cuz. Let me tell you something.
I love it. Love it.
I know you guys were going to talk about the open practice. I did both yesterday.
Tell me about the practices. I need to hear about that.
The practice was absolutely great. Jalen had a couple, couple of flashes here and there. Quez Watkins stole the show at that practice yesterday, though.
Ask the tuners, because I got a weird feeling about Quez. He's got great speed.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I think you can work with Quez. Well, I like Quez Watkins.
I like Quez. I think J.J. Arcega-Whiteside's the odd man out, which is fine by me. Put Quez in the lineup, and let's just roll with speed this year and see where it gets us.
How about that catch by Rager?
That was ridiculous.
I mean, that one-handed snatch.
That was Odell Beckham-like.
I know. That was great. Actually, good for him. Maybe, gives him some confidence.
Yeah, he came over, signed autographs yesterday. Fulgham did. Sanders did. Hertz even came by and signed a couple of jerseys.
That's awesome. That's fantastic. I'm glad you did the double-double. And you, Ryan, were among those small people that had the foresight to stay on to make sure the train kept going.
Yes, sir.
You fought for the train, man. You, led by Conductor Tunis, I give you guys lots of props, man.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
My brother, you're the man. He was there. I listen, I'm witness. conductor, Mr. Conductor?
Yeah, he was there. Listen, man, you were there the whole time. He was on the bar cart, that's all.
Yeah, Tyrone.
Tyrone's on the cart.
I was sleeping, not asleep, but I was feeling good.
Yeah. Oh, I was bringing you a ton of gin. You drink for free on the Tunis train. Like, you know, why wouldn't you?
Well, listen, I told you I'm there for you.
Oh, I appreciate that. You had my back the whole time. Thank you.
I did. I was screaming and yelling at times. Why is the kid got me on this train?
It's a bumpy road at times. It's just a rough patch that we had to go through.
That's right. Nikki! Hello, Nikki!
Gentlemen, how we doing, man?
What's up, my man?
Listen, I'm in the boondocks in your neighborhood. I'm like somewhere in Monroe Township. So if I lose you, it's all because of your network system. Just letting you know.
You got it.
Listen, I'm going to go pick up peaches today. So where am I going, Tunis? And Aunt, where's the peach? Where's the little sister, three sisters? Well, what do you guys
call? There's Sorbella sisters. There's Rosie's.
Okay. Yes.
I know Rosie's.
Yeah, you got to get. This is the perfect time, the perfect peaches.
Yeah.
Grab some nectarines while you're there.
They're smooth like a baby's ass. So that's not me, Tunis.
Yeah, I don't understand why you're anti fuzz.
Yeah, this is weird, man.
Well, fuzz is good.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, listen, conductor. I'm glad you've kept the train. First of all, well maintained, lubed, high maintenance on that vehicle, locomotive,
carpets and lube.
Yes, you tuned everything up, made sure that we're marathoners, we're not sprinters.
Yeah, right. Man, that's why I took it to the shop. I got the estimates, yeah. You know, made the proper adjustments to the train. We're good, man.
It's like the 24-hour Le Mans. It's like Monaco. You're not a sprint race. It's for the long haul. You're trying to stay as consistent for a longer period of time. So, and guess what? Is this Dodgers series coming up? Is this the 2017 Carolina Panthers game? But like, is this the week that tells us if we're just a good team or maybe there's a little magic, more magic than we think is possible this year?
You know what? I think the sweep speaks volumes. Now, if you can win the Dodger series, then, I mean, they're so hot right now and their confidence is high that,
yeah.
You know, I mean, that's certainly plausible.
Like you said, but since you swept the Mets, you don't care if God forbid, you drop 2 out of 3 to the Dodgers at home, but it gives you a little bit, it pads your lead to the Braves and to the Mets, so it's not devastating.
So your pitching matchups, you got Nola Scherzer.
I can't wait. This is it.
Gibson Price and probably Suarez Urias.
I feel like Aaron's having the rubber chicken tour year that Hamels had the year after the World Series. He's like blasé. He's just happy to be there. This is the game right here. This tells us if Aaron's mentally and physically ready.
He's got two big starts tomorrow night against the Dodgers and Sunday against the Reds.
Because
Reds, right, he faces Gray on Sunday, and the Reds lineup is stacked. That's a wicked lineup.
Yeah.
Filled with dangerous lefties. So, you know, this is a big moment for Nola.
Look, this week is going to tell us, A, who Aaron is for real this year, and if this team is literally so – their minds are so well set that they don't care who's on that diamond. They're coming for blood, and they think they're unstoppable. And that's what the 07, 08 Phillies, the 2017 Eagles, they had in them. They just, we're looking from the outside. That World Series run that the Phillies went on, if we really look back and dissect that, they had one starting pitcher and 3 threes on that staff.
Yeah, but they had a lights-out bullpen, and they had future MVPs. So, we'll find. Now, listen, you can make the case Harper, Real Amucho, veterans. Obviously, this team's built completely different. Great stuff, Nikki. Great conversation, too. Like, when you compare the teams, they're in much, much different state of building. That 08 team, you know, I mean, you could argue that the rotation on this team is actually better.
Yes.
You know, I mean, it's close. You had, in 08, you had Hamels was a stud, right? Flat out stud. Then you had Blanton, who was like the veteran. He's like your Gibson.
Yeah, that was your trade deadline.
You had Moyer, who was the wily veteran. And at that point,
he was 17-9 that year.
Well, he was amazing. And listen, he owned the Marlins. Like any of these young teams. Here's what Jamie Moore did. He owned those young, inexperienced teams by changing speeds, making the ball dance a little bit. And Myers, you had.
Yep.
Who am I missing? That's four, right? Hamels.
Kendrick started, he didn't pitch in the playoffs. Right. He didn't start at all.
Yeah, and Myers was decent. Myers was decent. So, you know. But their bullpen was ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, J.C. Romero, Brad Lidge, Ryan Madsen.
I mean, Madsen was, I loved Madsen.
Like, Scott Air was good at times for them.
Who's the other one? The kid went to the Braves.
Oh, I remember Durbin. He went to the Chad Braves. Durbin, Chad Durbin was a big role that year.
Yeah, I like Durbin. Durbin actually gave him, listen, Madsen was awesome.
Yeah, I mean, you had to bridge the lids. Like, your eighth and ninth innings were just set every single night.
Romero and Durbin.
As your seventh lefty righty guy. I remember Charlie telling
me that he loved, let me tell you something, Durbin. I love Durbin.
Yeah, I mean,
I got confidence in
Durbin. So Nick brings up is this the Panthers game from 17? Remember, that was the Thursday night short week. Yeah. They went in Carolina, and that was awesome. But I don't think this team's winning the World Series. All right,
But here's the thing, okay? Listen, you're the conductor, so
let's get to the division.
Dude,
crown.
I salute you, and I agree with you. But I will say this. Sometimes, and I fall to the trap, all right? But I'm catching myself a little bit. Ever since the Eagles won the Super Bowl, because when Wentz went down, I went face first down.
Yes.
I had no belief. None. And Foles changed my outlook with sports. So much so that in years past, you know, I groused, but I wouldn't have even stayed in the bar car. Like, when they lost 2-3 to Pittsburgh, after that Nationals thing, I was disgusted.
Yeah.
I'm going to be real with you guys.
As you should have been.
I was disgusted.
I was, yeah.
Like, I'm looking at Girardi, I'm like, dude, why isn't Real Muto playing both ends of the doubleheader? No Reese up both ends. They lose to one. They go to Pittsburgh to lose 2 out of 3. I'm like, well, I mean, seriously? But that Foles, the lesson of Foles, made me believe that there's possibility. It makes you
open. How's everyone doing?
It makes you open to magic. And maybe this is a magic time.
Yeah, and listen, the teams have won the wild card and have eventually gotten to the World Series. There have been teams that weren't the top seed throughout the regular season that made it to the World Series. It's a possibility. And you know what? Once they get to the playoffs, I'm fired up. And I'm not going to look at it like, oh man, they're playing the Dodgers. Damn, it's over. No, I'm going to live every single game as if like they got this. I'll be a fan. Let's go.
Yes.
They have a shot here. Right now, let's just keep riding this train through the regular season, man. Have a good time. Get to the playoffs.
All right, so my man Jimmy from the Palm, we always we love his messages.
Yes.
Sends over a meme of a dude where the train's coming and it doesn't stop and it leaves him. And he's like, keeping it real. Yeah, and it made me so sad. Like, listen, you're the conductor, you're driving. I'm in a bar car. Can I grab Jimmy? I'm asking you.
Yeah, man.
Listen,
We're on a loop. We've already went over this.
I got to pull Jimmy aboard.
Yeah, but I don't want that negative attitude on the train. I'll be completely honest.
All right. Well, listen, he's on probation.
Because if they lose game one of the Dodgers, they'll go, see? All right. They have no shots to win anything.
I agree with that. So we'll have Jimmy on.
His mouth will be taped shut.
Well, listen, he's on probation. So if there's any negativity, then he'll have to
get
booted.
You know who he is? He's the fan from Major League. Cleveland fan. And then in the middle of the game, when things are going well, he'll flip his jersey inside out. That's who he is.
Yes.
He's the guy in the outfield.
He's true blue. He's, you know, he's been through it. Let me ask you this. Tasty Cake John on the text board. Going down the stretch, I believe Nola becomes Freeze again. I believe it so much, I think I can make it come true.
All right, we better find the ice box because he's melted. He's almost evaporated for being real.
Well, I applaud.
He's a puddle on a hot street in August.
I applaud Tasty Cake's faith with a PH.
Yes.
Now we'll see if he's got two starts. Let's see how he fares against the Dodgers and the Reds. Two wicked lineups.
Yeah, tomorrow's a one, man.
All right.
Need you.
All right, let's, wow, can you believe it's almost 1 o'clock? Crazy, Jim, it's crazy. Let's talk a little Golden Nugget Jewelers. That's where Philly gets engaged. I tell you all the time, it's 4 for 4 Jewelers. Golden Nugget Jewelers, located Center City, right in the heart of Jewelers Row. So you met that girl, right? You fell in love. Now you got to go, all right, I got to get the ring. I don't know about you, but unless your family's in the business, I don't know anything about jewelry or ring or diamonds or any of that stuff. You got to go to Golden Nugget Jewelers, see your own. He's the best, man. He'll take great care of you. You walk in, you give him your budget. He's going to give you the whole dissertation on the diamond, picking out the diamond, everything. He'll lead you right in the right direction. He's got all the designers for the setting, DeCori, Viraggio. Put it together, you'll have an amazing engagement ring that you could pop the question with pride and love, and it'll be beautiful. She'll say yes, and you're in. It's Golden Nugget Jewelers. Go to goldennuggetjewelers.com. Just remember, Golden Nugget Jewelers, right on 8th and Chestnut, Heart Center City Jewelers Row. It's where Philly gets engaged.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
Hello.
What o'clock? You know what's weird? I like that train, dude. You got any, like, a more powerful train?
Let me check.
Like, give me, like, one of those Siberian Express train horns.
I just start choo-choo in the thing here.
In fact, now I think we need to...
Let's try this one.
You know what? That's a good train, man.
Yes.
That's a strong train. That sounds like a back-in-the-day train when the robbers would come and rob the train. Right? That's like an 1800s type of train. It's a good train right there.
Oh, we've got more train songs in this system here.
Really?
Yeah.
Ah, jeez. By the way, Jim from the Palm. Brother, I'm going to promise you in Tunis, you will not hear a negative Phillies text from Jim from the Palm for the rest of the season. He said, I can't in good faith jump on the train. I'll root them in from the platform.
Okay, but he's not getting on. He's going to root from the platform.
My man, Officer Neil, I got to send it to you. He just sent me a good Siberian Express train whistle.
How's that run?
Oh, I love it. I'm gonna send this to you. Thanks to Officer Neil for that. I like a strong whistle. Don't you want a strong whistle? of this train?
Yeah, of course. Oh, dude, how would we not have this song? This is a Philly sound song, though.
Oh, yeah.
It's really called Soul Train.
Well, yeah, it's the theme of Soul Train.
Okay. Oh, we got to get that on there, though.
Yeah, you got to do that. Well, it's funny because we were looking up shirt designs, right? The Chuck asked about the design.
Yes, he did.
And what was my response?
The Soul Train logo. And then you kind of do something off of that.
Because that Soul Train logo is a great logo.
Yeah, it is.
With like a funky train and the letters.
Yeah, because it is a funky train. Like, so somebody sent me a song, and I just want to give the guy credit, and I'm just going to say that we're not going to roll with it. This was from Stormin. He sent another song for the Tunis Train. It was called Train Kept a Rollin' All Night Long from Aerosmith, but it just doesn't have that vibe to it. It's more of like a rock, like, you know, the groove line. This is kind of the vibe here.
Gotcha. Yeah.
It's almost like a rock and roll.
Yeah. Listen, this is just a train. Like, imagine our train. It's just got a vibe to it. It's a track, baby.
You know what I'm saying?
Leave all worries behind. That's a great vibe, man.
Oh yeah.
Uncle Frank gave us that.
Yes, he did.
How about the Gap Band too?
Yep.
That's a great train.
We got that one too. I mean, we got all kinds of all kinds of train songs here.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yes.
That whistle's the best. That's classic.
Of course, we also got the D-Train. Like, see, there's a vibe.
Yeah.
Which is why the rock song didn't work from Aerosmith.
Yeah, or you could do the Crazy Train, though, you know.
Yeah. I'm out on the Crazy Train because that's what the Patriots came out to.
I know. You can't do it.
I knew the Eagles were winning the second the song. You went Dreams and Nightmares v. Crazy Train? Come on, man.
And the D-Train.
Dude, it was a crazy moment.
You were laughing because we were walking out, and I go, "Dude, the D Train. I know D Train. There's a like a bank D Train group, whatever." So I Googled it. This is what I remember. This.
So on Sunday, the D Train played the D Train by D Train.
No, we didn't.
Yes, he did. So we had triple D Train action on Sunday, yo.
No, are you serious? I love it. Oh my god, that's fantastic. All right, we gotta get to the phone lines. Fantastic, man. Let's go to Father Sean. Hello, Father Sean. What's happening, man? What's going on there, Padre?
The bar car is hopping. The chapel is joyous. We got Faith with a PH.
That's it? Faith with a PH.
I mentioned it yesterday. If you go on the Our Lady of Consolation Parksburg YouTube, we had the live stream yesterday at the 8 a.m. You can check it out. I mentioned it in there. But listen, I just had an image when you guys were talking. I was listening to you. And I just thought about, like, the train with all those great songs and sound effects that you guys are just using. I just think of like the Philly just plowing towards first place. And I think of all those Mutz fans with that. Remember in the old cowboy movies when they had the handle thing that went by itself, you know, they had to go up the train track. They had to do it by hand. Like they
oh, that. Yeah, yes.
I just think of them going up the turnpike with that thing.
It's like a handle. You had to keep going. You're back and forth. Wow.
So listen, I was so glad my cousin Earl called because yesterday was a surreal game. I finished Mass. I couldn't watch the whole thing, but I had on the radio. I had to visit some people afterwards, some of the people that were
that were ill and everything. And I went over and I was watching with the one parishioner for a little bit and came back. But it was just such a surreal thing. And the thing that I got from it was Earl sent me some pictures. By the way, his son, Brandon, who's just turning 21 this month, that kid is huge. He's like 6'4", and he's so strong. He works out like crazy every day. When we go hunting, like we're in our 50s, so when we get a deer, we don't have to drag it. He just picks it right up.
Nice.
But anyway, they sent some awesome pictures they had and a video, and I was just thinking, like, yesterday, and I know you guys talked about this a little bit, but it was so surreal how Wheeler really – it was like he was pitching like Doc Holliday.
I mean, it was unbelievable. Seriously. On the day they retired a guy's number, right? And the day.
I mean, you couldn't ask for anything.
I know.
You know, that was such an awesome thing.
Now, listen, all kidding aside, a man of the cloth, right?
Yes.
These moments like that, and we as human beings, you know, we need faith and we need hope that there is, you know, a life beyond this one, right? There's existence,
absolutely,
right? And
yep.
So we're constantly looking for signs, proof, something. And when you see a moment like this, you know, listen, Wheeler's a great pitcher, so, you know, whatever. But the connection is pretty astounding. And the last Philly to retire 22 batters in a row was Roy Halladay.
Yeah.
In 2010. Is there any cosmic sort of meaning here?
Well, here's the thing. I really don't think God gets involved with sports stuff. But here's the thing. I think any time, even if we lose a loved one and there's something that comes to mind that reminds us of them, you know, first of all, we always believe, at least as Christians, that our loved ones, you know, as we say in the funeral liturgy, life has changed, not ended. You know, they go on to that place prepared for them by the Father. So the thing is that they're always praying for us and they're always connected to us. Like, all of our memories of them is something that they carry with them into eternity. And likewise, because it's a real connection, that is a real encounter with that person. And so we believe that, like, you know, through them, you know, that's our connection with the Lord as well. But in terms of like something like that, I would say that anytime anything like that would remind us of a loved one or somebody that was special to us that passed. I mean, I say mass down at the place where Tug McGraw was, his funeral was,
wow.
He was good friends with the former pastor. His funeral was there, St. Malachi's in Cochranville. And I was just down there this morning, in fact, to do a burial. But yeah, I would say that every time we think of all that, it's a reminder to us of that person. And so whether or not there's an actual connection or not, if it's a reminder to us about that, and whatever joy and whatever thing that we want to do, and we can, you know, we could pray for Doc. We could pray for his family.
Well,
we can pray,
right. And it's know. Just, it, you know, again, it, but it leads us.
Yeah, as far as it being a sign, I mean, like of anything else, I mean, you know, I don't know that there's that, but there.
I mean, you know, you get people thinking about it. It's a powerful thing. 30,000 people, 40,000 people, and all the other people watching on TV. You never know.
Hey, our Lord wants us to enjoy. He said, I came that you might have life and life to the fullest. So he, you know, anytime we experience joy in this world, it's a gift from God.
Amen. I love it, Father Sean. I got to run. Listen, you're the best,
okay,
man.
But, hey, listen, wait a minute. Sweet or hot sausage, bud?
Hot.
Okay. All right, you got it.
Hot sausage, brother.
I have to figure out how I'm going to get it down to you. I don't know what the rules are, but I will make it for you.
Come
down. Get it down to you.
Yeah, come, okay? Just come down. We'd love to meet you. Thanks,
right,
Father
buddy.
Sean. See you, buddy.
Okay.
Fantastic. I'll say this. You know, I agree. I don't think God is keeping score, right? I don't think he's laying the in-game parlay with the Phillies. But anytime you got all those people just thinking about connections and, you know, it's a powerful thing. And any kind of time you have on a Sunday, that many people connected to one thing. It's why I've always thought that sports and, I don't call it religion, but sports and almost spirituality, where it provides an organic place for people to connect. And just they're connecting honestly. There's just a, we love our team connection is a beautiful thing because it brings people together. It's always what I thought about it. It's always been when I wrote a book a long time ago called The Sunday Pilgrimage, where I compared the Eagles in Jacksonville in 2004 to the Gasper River and the Great Awakening in the 1800s. And it was the same kind of vibe that I felt off this riverbank, and all these people, these connected souls. And, you know, on a Sunday at Citizens Bank Park, you know, Wheeler pitching like Doc. I don't know. I think it's pretty cool. Let's go to Cindy. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Sin.
How you doing, cuz?
What's going on, Sin?
So, just loving the Phillies right now. The 8-game winning streak is awesome. Been watching them all year. I have not just jumped on the train. I've been on the train the whole season. But I have a cute story. I grew up watching the Phillies from probably 4 years old at Connie Mack, and then the Veterans Stadium, and then Citizens Bank Park with my dad. Ultimate Phillies fan. Every morning, 10 o'clock, on my cell phone, I get a text from my dad with the Phillies logo telling me what time the game is on and what channel. And we text back and forth watching the game together. And we always try to get together at least once a week to watch on, you know, it's usually Sunday. So my dad turns 90 in 2 weeks.
Wow.
So we planned, my family and I planned a party for him, a surprise party, and it was for Saturday. And the way he was getting to my house was to watch the Phillies game. So, but at the time we planned it, it was like a month ago, and we said, you know, we sent out the invitations, about 50 people, and said, you know, Dad, come to my house. We're going to watch the game, this and that, but I have a baby shower, so I don't think I'm going to get home until 4:30, because we invited everybody, because we didn't know the time.
Right. Sure.
So I texted him, you know, Friday night. I go, we're still on for Saturday tomorrow, right, Dad? And he's like, yeah. And I go, well, I have a baby shower. I'm not going to be home until 4:30. And I get back a text with, like, four numbers on it. And I'm like, what? He's like, that's your security code for the house. I'll be there for the first pitch. Well, everyone's supposed to be coming at 4 o'clock. And my dad now is coming half hour early. I'm like, okay, all right, sounds good. Maybe I'll duck out early from the baby shower. So I call my sister. We start calling everybody. There's 50 people coming to the party.
Oh my God!
Come at 3:30, not at 4. Dad's coming up. Everybody could make it except one of my friends, and they came later. And sure enough, everybody came.
What a time!
90 years old in his Philly shirt. And there's 50 people there to say happy birthday.
Wow. What was his reaction?
You know what? I'm going to send you a little video because he just sat and, like, cried, hugged everybody, and it was just so awesome. And
I would love to see that. Send that to me.
It was the best weekend ever between the Phillies winning and him in his Philly shirt. And everybody there,
it's dynamite.
We couldn't even cut the cake until after the Phillies won for good. And everybody was just so happy. It was like one of the best.
Cindy, what's his full name? What's Dad's full name?
His name is Robert, and his last name is Grassmeter. Grassmeter.
Grassmeter.
90 years old.
Oh, God, happy birthday. What'd they call him? Robert? Rob? Bobby? What'd they call him?
Bob. He's Bob.
Yeah. Happy birthday, and Bob.
And he's wearing his Philly shirt, and he came. So he was so, like, excited. He left my house at 11 o'clock at night. My dad lives by himself. My mom just drives to my house at the shore. He is, like, he's 90 going on 60. And he just cries and cries. Like, he just did not believe. And I say, Dad, you don't know. I had to call the caterer, change the caterer.
It's awesome, man.
Your surprise party. He just had the best weekend of his life. It was so awesome.
Oh, I got to tell you, Sam, that's fabulous. What a great story. Thank you for sharing that, man. That's awesome. Yeah. So, Bob, that's I was asking for him, all right?
I will, Ann.
Thanks, Sam. Take it easy. How about that story?
That's awesome.
That's a great story. Like, and he's like, I'm coming over and watch the game. We're going to watch the game. and he's like, and he has to change the whole party around. That's unbelievable.
Good Phillies fan right there.
Yeah.
Now we have two more songs added.
More trains?
Well, the Soul Train, so that's now in the in the system, in the rotation. Ready to go. But also, now, this isn't the vibe, but every once in a while, at the cool down at night, you know, and because it mentions Georgia, and the Phillies are, of course, ahead of the Braves, there's been a lot of people.
Oh, the Midnight Train to Georgia.
Midnight Train from Gladys Knight.
Yeah.
We're gonna have a slow dance.
But by the way,
there's a lot of rooms on the train, man.
Sleeper car.
You know what I'm saying?
Listen, here's the other thing. The game is the 3-game series. The last time the Phillies play the Braves is in Georgia.
Yes.
I mean, that's the end of the fact.
It's awesome.
That is a great song. The last 3 games of September, right?
Yeah.
Are in Atlanta. Listen, we can't lose to those mother fathers again.
No.
Not after the freaking Hawks.
No. Oh my God, no. Yeah.
I can't deal with that again.
And then you got week one Falcons, too.
I need John to get on the caper here, yes. Man. I can't take losing to those people again. Not after that. Anything out with Dame yet? I keep waiting.
Not yet.
I keep texting people.
Nothing's changed on Dame Watch.
I keep texting people.
I'm sure you have.
Anything. Carl! You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Carl.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Listen, what's up, buddy?
I heard you talking about little Anthony and, you know, little Ant and the teaching. It's great. I love what you talk about that because you feel about your kids the way every dad should feel about their kids. But I have a story for you that you're going to love that, number one, ties into teaching baseball. Number two, includes a B-list movie TV actor. Three, a major movie star. And baseball instruction.
Really?
There was a guy in, I think, the 60s or 70s, a B actor, always played the sheriff who gets killed in the first reel, or a bad guy cowboy. His name was Bing Russell. Bing owned an independent league, minor league team of gypsies, tramps, and thieves that, due to his instruction, went undefeated. There's a video on it. I want you to find it. But the interesting thing was he had a kid that played baseball, and Bing put together an instructional, I guess there were movies in those days, for every position and every situation. That is fantastic. And it was for his son that grew up in California and became a high-level minor league player.
Excellent
ball player. Here's the hook. The kid, for some reason, I don't know the detail, but there is a video about this. He gives up his minor league career, gives up baseball, and becomes an actor.
His name is
Kurt Russell.
Get out of here! Kurt Russell's dad
owned this minor league bandit team. There's a video on HBO you have to find it. I don't know the name of it. And you have to get the tapes. I know it combines all the nonsense that guys like you and me love. It's a great story.
Oh, that's awesome.
The videos are fantastic. The instruction, this guy was a savant.
Oh, that is so cool, man.
I want you to find it. I want you to watch it. I want you to enjoy it.
Oh, I will.
And now, I want to add my 2 cents on a song.
Yes.
Night Train by James Brown. You got to play it through to hear. He mentions Philadelphia in
the way.
Yeah. He's like he's like a train engine, not an engineer, but one of those guys on trains where the sky caps, the conductor.
Yeah.
And he's calling out the train stops.
That's the best.
Atlanta, Georgia, and he had mentioned Philadelphia. Night Train by James
Philadelphia.
One of the great songs.
I love it. We'll put it
in the room.
Thanks, Carl. Great stuff, man. I love that story, man. That's great. All right, we'll come back. Still one more segment to hang. Oh, this is my man, Jay Love, coming to see us. I told you about Joe Junis. Joe is defending the country. All right? He's a real-life hero, Joe, at the embassy, United States, defending the United States Embassy in the Congo. He's home for a little vacation. He brought his little guy, man. Little guy. Well, how cool is that? I'm going to say hello. We'll make him say hello to our YouTube radio audience. That's right. Cuz Radio with that man, the conductor, Conductor Tunis, 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, 1:30 across the Delaware Valley as we hang out celebrating the Phillies. So listen, I got a friend of mine. I love this story. And we know we'd like to highlight Philadelphians, the people from the Delaware Valley, who are doing really interesting and important things. And so I meet my man, Joseph Love, through Instagram, and I immediately fell in love with him, right? Like, so he's originally from Germantown, he was a Philly cop, and then he got into the diplomatic services, right? So he has been in hot spots around the world. Bolivia, he was in Costa Rica for a while, but he was in Bolivia. He is now in the Congo. And he is on leave, he's on vacation, and he came back home. He's got his beautiful son, Joseph III, who is a handsome young boy, 7 years old, and he came to see us. He was at the Eagles practice. He's a huge 4-for-4 guy. He cried when the Sixers lost. Joseph, say hello to the people.
Hello, Philadelphia. I had to be home.
But tell everybody exactly, I mean, you're in charge of security for the United States Embassy in the Congo.
Yes.
And, you know, you have been in hot spots. I mean, you're protecting our people, our own embassies across the world.
Correct. It's been a worldwide journey. But just to give you a highlight, over here in the Congo is a third world country. You know, it has this dangerous hot spot. But on the flip side, it's very, very calm. The people are very nice. And they're very friendly. And for my position, I'm the regional security officer there at the embassy. I'm in charge of 150 local employees, which I run up to 32 security programs protecting Americans, American diplomats, as well as American local employees, local Congolese employees. And
the ambassador.
And the ambassador, deputy chief of mission, and dignitaries that will come visit the country from the United States.
That's amazing, man. So I was a Homeland fan, right? So all the stuff about the American embassies and the security measures, I'm fascinated by that stuff. And you're a real life hero, man.
Well, yeah. Thank you for the compliment. And you know, I just take myself as I have to come to work, you know, each day. I have a family to provide for. I have responsibilities, and you know, it is an enormous weight when you know. You know, myself and my assistant, we're the only two U.S. law enforcement officers in the country. So it is a big part of responsibility. But I just felt my experience here in Philadelphia and then my experience in training and going through the other assignments has prepared me greatly for this enormous responsibility that I have now.
Fantastic. Philly cop and around the world. And I know you're a 4-for-4 nut.
Oh, definitely.
Man, I know. You were at Eagles practice last night. You're going to go to Eagles practice tomorrow.
Yes.
I know you're a Phillies man.
Yes.
Oh, my. Sixers. And you're teaching young Joseph the 4-for-4 ways.
Trying to. Yeah, it's over there in the Congo. It's soccer. But he's, you know, I'm trying to get him influenced by Philadelphia culture and sports.
That's awesome. So, when's the last time you were back?
Actually, I left actually August the 24th of last year. So it's been almost a year due to the pandemic since I've been back here to Philly.
Yeah, we were talking about the culture shock that you come back after being away for that long, now returning home. And just, you're amazed by just the creature comforts that you just don't get in places around the world.
Yes, specifically, first night we came back in Virginia, and we went to a Target. So it's just the amazement of what a Target has to offer. The food, the my boy loves toys and gadgets, and just walked around the entire store for a good hour just to get reacclimated.
That's so cool. It must be fun being able to share with him, especially now he's 7, right? He's going to be a big boy.
Yeah.
So he's 7 and, you know, he understands more. So it's kind of cool, I guess, to be able to share, you know, with Philadelphia. You're staying in Germantown with mom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's an awesome thing, man.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
I got to tell you, you've been following the Phillies?
Yes, I've been following the train, Brocano, the music and all. I think I sent you a couple messages.
Yes,
you know, it's been awesome.
That's fantastic. Awesome. I know you, Tunis, Joseph, and I. We commiserated over when the Sixers lost because you had all the people that you work with wearing Sixers stuff. Man, that was awesome.
Yes, 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 and
yeah, the Doc jersey.
I had the Doc jersey, and I had a Goddard jersey with me that I wore. So I had the Doc jersey, and I showed it, displayed it on the photos.
That's fantastic. You having fun, Joseph? Yeah, man. it's awesome. My brother, listen, thank you for stopping by and hanging out and all, and thank you for your service to the country.
Thank you, and thank you for your hospitality and the love you show, because it's very important. And to Andrew and the rest of the staff here in administration have been very comforting and warming, and I appreciate the warm.
Oh, man, Philadelphia, what a month, brother. Yep. That's it, yes, man. Yes. We love it. Hang out and make sure he takes that ball home.
Okay, thank
all
you.
All right?
You
know, without a doubt. Any other things? Think we could drum up something to give to young Joseph. All right?
Yeah, I'll call some people for it.
Prize closet. I don't know. We got something,
prize
man.
Closet.
I want to give to the kid. All right?
Of course.
All right.
Dylan's going to be upset. D-Train, he walks around with that basketball.
Nah, sorry, D-Train. I'll buy you a new one.
That's all right. He's got his own song on the station.
Yeah,
now,
he's good. He's good. All right, let's go continue. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to, where are we at? Is that Jerry L? You're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
What's up?
What's up, Mel?
Oh, and I got to tell Andrew. Andrew.
What's up, man?
2 weeks, 2 Saturdays ago, go get some ribs. Just lay the ribs out, and Andy butt dials me. Bones comes up, and I'm like, do I talk to Anthony, or do I take care of this rack of ribs? And you know what went out. I called him an hour later after I was done working for a while.
Hey, listen,
the ribs.
You got those ribs. Forget about me. They, it turned out it was a butt dial anyway, so it didn't matter.
Yeah, so it was a...
You got to go ribs. I would go ribs over me, too.
Oh, yeah. No, come on now. You're right up there. Maybe maybe if it was a tasting, but a rack, I have
no rack. You know what's funny? When you told me that, I was like, wow, I can go for a rack.
Oh, yeah.
Rack of ribs.
It told you what came with the meal and what you could get the whole rack for, and I said, give me the rack.
Yeah. See, that's what a veteran does.
Yeah, it's true. Two things, fellas, and it's a little off topic, kind of on topic. What can we do to keep Mike Schmidt in Florida? Really? Beside his normal banter, which is horrible, and he's the GOAT. He's the greatest.
He is the GOAT, yeah.
I don't begrudge him an inch, but they don't have to put him on the air sometimes. And he threw out. He hasn't had a 2-0 count yet, and he went 2-0. I was screaming.
I had a buddy of mine
yesterday.
My buddy Bobby said the same thing. Oh, my God.
Whatever Steve could say. And last but not least, Ant, listen, I've been an admirer because he's a great player, Durant, but I never paid attention to him. You know what I mean? I did, but I didn't. It was like, you know, I knew what he was doing. He really impressed me in the Olympics. I thought he was, whatever he needed to do, he did, and that's real hard in basket. That's, he was outstanding.
You know what's funny? I'm glad you brought him up, because I talked about him on my the national show, because it's more germane, right?
Right,
but,
yeah.
But, I mean, think about what he did, right? He balls out against the Bucks for that whole series. Really, Harden's on one leg. There's no Kyrie. It's just him. He takes him to seven in overtime. And to your point, you know, he's playing 53 minutes, just balling out.
And he would go after it. And
right?
You know who I play? And you know who I used to play like? Draymond.
Oh, I can see that.
Yeah.
Man, little elbow.
I was a little Draymondish. You know, I could do the other stuff too, but I wanted to call you on that one. I thought he was very impressive.
I got to tell you, that's on time. As always, you're always on time, Jerry L. Thank you, my brother. Appreciate
it. Good rest.
So he's right on. And I was having this thing about Durant, too. So he has this amazing playoff, right? Now, most guys, they lose, heartbreaking. A lot of dudes, like, they don't need to go to Vegas and go to USA Basketball, right?
Right.
They don't need to do that. He does it. Not only does he do it, right, but he leads them. Remember, Dame's got an ab thing going, so it's just him. Tatum wound up being a good secondary scorer for him, but really, he carries low.
Yeah, look at that team, like JaVale McGee.
Without Durant, they don't win. I got to give him all respect. Respect, man. KD, it's funny. When I would rip the Nets, I always gave you.
It's always Hassa and the Kook.
The Kook, but I always give KD respect, and he deserves. All those other dudes stay home. My man went and played with Dame
and brought home the gold, man.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Did you see the photo of Dame?
By the way, congratulations, Jay Wright.
Yeah, about
Jay's
that.
Jay's got a gold and a couple championships.
Did you see the photo of Dame with the gold medal and who he was with?
I did.
Tease.
He was with Tease. Did you see that, Joe? Him and Matisse, they were arm in arm, man.
Well, man.
I was thinking, look at those two.
And there's a lot of people trying to connect dots here because...
I was trying to do that, too.
In Dame's post, the Instagram caption was, "That's all, folks."
Yeah.
And then somebody saw a shirt that Anthony Davis wore, and apparently it was after his last game with the Pelicans, and he wore a shirt that said, "That's all, folks."
Wow! Are you serious? I didn't know that.
Yeah, somebody posted on Twitter like, wow. And then they had the gif of Charlie from Always Sunny where he's going nuts. Yeah, so there's...
Dude, if I get Dame... Dude, if Dame comes here...
Oh, yeah.
Yo, Joe. We got Phillies. We got Dame. What you think of Nick Sirianni last night? He was controlled. I like Nick. He's winning me over. What do you think, Julius?
Yeah, I mean, he looks like he's holding on to everything, and he's... I mean, it's still kind of weird that they don't announce the starting quarterback thing.
Yeah, I
feel bad for Sirianni, because I know why he's not.
Yeah.
It's because of one man out there that could be traded, so...
I guess. I don't even know why. It doesn't matter.
Exactly. Like, we all know that it's not Joe Flacco. It's Jalen Hurts, the starting quarterback.
That was a Freudian slip.
That was. Jalen Hurts, the starting quarterback, and if a trade happens, a trade happens, but...
Semantics.
Yeah. But I think he's doing a good job.
The Eagles, give the Eagles credit. They're hosting Joseph and his family tomorrow at practice.
Oh, that's awesome. Good for the Birds to do that. Isn't fantastic. That cool? Yeah.
Howie's hosting Joe, man. I think that's awesome.
Great.
That's really cool. Let's go to, where are we going? Al, Big Al, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, those tickets were great, man.
Oh, Al went to the game.
Oh, yeah, Saturday. I was going to go Sunday, but then they didn't have enough, so we went Saturday. And my wife had a blast. She had a really good time. Yesterday, I was at the bar, but she had to get her hair done. And I was... over PJ's watching, he was unbelievable.
Wheeler was incredible. It was just incredible.
And what the problem is, I live, I live in South Jersey, but where I was at, it's out in the sticks, and I'm the only one in the freaking bar going nuts.
Really?
Nuts with every pitch, yeah. I mean, yeah.
I'm surprised.
Well, it's half, you know, Tabernacle, Metro Lakes, that area. That's, what do you call it? The Geno's guy used to live where, whatever. But they're not, they're kind of a little passive, I don't know. All but right. I had a blast. But what I wanted to bring to with Nola, tomorrow night, he's got to look at that film of what he did against those Yankees on June 13th.
Yes.
And he shut them down.
Did you catch that, Tunis? Against the Yankees? I love it. The mutts and the Yankees.
He's got to shut them down. And the bats were awake then. I mean, we went after Jermaine, who was, you know, he was in chopped liver there. I mean, we did some stuff against them.
No, you're right. And against the Yankees and the Braves game, Nola was incredible. So, listen, he's got two big starts coming up. Tomorrow night against Scherzer and the Dodgers. Sunday against the Reds that have a great lineup.
So, one other thing.
Yes.
Where are we at? I was talking to Andrew about Dominguez. I know he's months away, but I mean, you know, you never know.
Nah.
Come September. You know, and Falters, where are we at with him?
So, Anthony is September, but you just don't know, right? And Bailey?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah, you just don't know. And you know what's funny? Because I liked Bailey. I thought he had a decent arm.
Yeah. But,
you know, the COVID stuff.
Where's he at?
The COVID stuff kind of put him back down. So that's kind of where he's at. Yeah.
We got to get him back.
I like what, you know, how it's starting to shape up. We'll see. You know, again, you got Dodgers, Reds, and we went over the schedules. Al, great stuff, man. The schedule is pretty favorable, man. I like the Philly schedule. So there's a shot there. You want that through the Braves and the Phil's schedule? It's kind of similar.
Yeah, the Braves have an easier month of August than the Phillies do.
But the Phillies have a great month of September.
Yeah, and a lot of games are at home too, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're hoping that maybe Sorrenti could come back in September.
I know, but you know. What's that going to be like?
I don't know.
It's all these, maybe it's something?
I don't know. I thought his career was over, to be honest.
So did I.
Like, I thought because of how things got screwed up, whether it was the team or him. Yeah, I know. The game messed him up.
No, the game completely screwed him up.
He's pitching him in situations where he did not need to pitch. He just overworked him, and look what happened.
Yeah.
We'll see, man.
Let's go to Bamboo. We got the Bamboo on the line.
How you guys doing?
What's going on,
what
Bamboo?
A weekend. I went to both Saturday and Sunday, and that place was absolutely electric. Electric. F those mutts.
Yes. Yes.
F those mutts.
Yes. Yes.
It felt like 2008, 9, and 10 yesterday and Saturday. Holy crap.
Yep. Yep.
And I looked up, I saw something. The last time that we actually swept two teams back-to-back was 2010. I mean, I felt it yesterday. The Roy Halladay day, the Jay Wheeler pitch. It was a great weekend, man.
It really was.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, just an awesome weekend for Bamboo, turning it up, getting this team going. I mean, Reese didn't even play an inning. And he looked like everybody in Philadelphia. I mean, it was awesome.
Yeah.
F those mutts, man. F those mutts.
You got it. You got the secret word. You got it, Bamboo. We're going to Fan Fest, baby. Hold on, man. You got the secret word. The mutts. The secret word.
Yeah, the Reese Hoskins reactions have been great.
They really have.
They now have like a camera just set up on Reese at this point for home runs.
Yeah, it's pretty
fantastic.
Cool. It really is. Let's go to Mike. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Mike.
Cuz, conductor.
What's going on, Mikey?
Man, I say the time in the garage did that locomotive some good, huh?
Really? Who was that mechanic, man? My God, was Dombrowski?
Give me his name and number, Tuna. Oh, so much fun. Such a great weekend, like you said. And to top it all off, to sweep the stinking mutts and their scum. Mutt fans, you know, I was thinking they're like home invaders. They come in, they have the nerve, first of all, to break in your house. and then they watch your TV and eat your food.
Yes.
Go back to your filth and don't ever come back again. Hope you learned your lesson. Stinking mutt, man.
I love it. You had the secret word. You are going to FanFest, Mikey. Thank you, my brother. I appreciate it. Go back to your filth.
So I want to read you an interesting that was awesome. An interesting tweet from Corey Seidman from like 20 minutes ago. No,
really?
15 minutes ago. To date, Zach Wheeler's made about $26 million as a Philly. And remember last year, the contracts, the salaries were prorated, so it was a little bit different. According to FanGraphs, which has a metric that converts a player's WAR to a dollar scale based on what he would make in free agency, Zach Wheeler's been worth $60.8 million.
Wow.
And he's only been paid $26 million so far.
Only, jeez.
Yeah, he's been nasty.
Nah, he's been the race. Listen, let's be real here. Now, Noah Jamar toes the rubber, and we know the deal. But let's be real, man. Wheeler's been the ace.
Oh yeah, that's not.
I mean, when he came here, you know, we kind of saw it. You saw it. He's been the guy that has been the stopper. He's been the whole thing.
And the only thing that held him back in New York was injuries. He was always very good.
Well, his stuff
in New
is
York.
Ridiculous. I mean, you see yesterday. What was it? He's still at 100 miles an hour.
That pitch 107. Unreal.
I mean, that's
his slider
insane.
Was dancing. It was crazy.
I mean, he was hyped. Like, you see, he was jacked yesterday.
You know what's great? Speaking of jacked, Ian Kennedy getting that last out on Saturday and pumping his fists. That was awesome.
Dude, Alonzo, man.
Three straight fastballs.
That was
of
incredible. Like the wind that came off those swings.
Yeah, man.
My God, that was pretty impressive. All right, so here's the deal. We got a big week ahead, all right? You got Dodgers come to town. And talk about like the 08 thing. That Dodgers, when I think Phillies Dodgers.
We may have some stuff.
I start thinking.
We may have some stuff ready tomorrow.
Yeah,
I'm thinking. Don't you worry.
Could this be a preview of the NLCS? Who knows? Dare to dream. Well, listen, everybody, thanks for hanging. A blast of a day. We appreciate it, the conductor and I. Stay tuned. Mikey, Miss, Tyrone, and Jen, they're coming your way next. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Stay heat right here. Just remember, we love you. Thanks for hanging, and we'll see you in the morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.